talented group. We've known that since these guys got here in the fall. And we do have a lot of depth. It's nice to be able to have guys off the bench that can come in, and we know that they're going to produce.
Here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in left center field. That's going to bounce and watch it roll all the way to the fence. Two runs come in, and the Mac Cardinals on top, 7-0. Carlos Vargas swings and flies this one deep to left. Left fielder backing up, looking up. See you later. A two-run bomb for the Cardinals. His first home run of the year. It comes at a good time. Touch him all, Carlos Vargas.
Now from the stretch, comes set, kicks, fires it, breaking ball, swung on, hit sharply to the shortstop. This could be a double play ball, flips the second out there, on the first, double play, 6-4-3. Mandelaria looking for the lead on a 2-2 with two on, swing and a ground ball. It gets through the left side. Let's see if they wave them in. They will. Here comes the ball. Here comes the throw. It's cut off. Cardinals take the lead, 5-4 in the bottom of the eighth. And he swings in. The line's one, deep right field, going back as the right fielder. He'll watch it bounce off the wall. First pitch swinging. Logan Winder ends up at second base with a stand-up double. The next pitch, and here's a swing and a line drive towards the gap in right center field. It's down for a base hit. It's going to roll to the wall. Let's watch Leaper run the bases. He rounds third. He's going to be headed for home, and he's going to score. RBI triple, Cody Heiser. Cardinals take the lead in the seventh inning.
It's time to go out to the field for some Mineral Area College Baseball on your home for the Cardinals, AM 800, KREI.
Another beautiful day for some junior college baseball from Hal Lowry Field on campus at Mineral Area College in Park Hills. Good afternoon. I'm Glenn Johnson, and I will have the call along with Sean Malone today as the Cardinals host the Central Methodist University's junior varsity team. The CMU JV is playing its first game of the spring. Mineral Area comes in at 9-10. But first, we welcome in Sean Malone. This will be his first broadcast with regional radio, but he's a seasoned vet at calling baseball, and this will be nothing new to you for you. Today, will it, Sean?
No, I've been doing baseball for quite a number of years now, 4 years at the University of New Haven, my alma mater. Then I spent the following summer with the Cape Cod Baseball League. And let me just say this, if you are a fan of baseball, before you die, you have to check out the Cape Cod Baseball League. Best of the best college talents. All games are free to attend, and it's just a lot of fun.
Well, we got a guy here today who is involved with minor league baseball as well. The manager, he's actually making his head coaching debut for this junior varsity team from CMU. His name is James Ball. He's going to be playing in the Prospect League for the Traverse City Beach Bums this summer. We'll give you more information about him later on. Blake Jones has his Cardinals ready to get back to 500 and possibly above 500 if they can get a sweep today. This will be 2 7-inning games here this afternoon. We've got an interview with Coach Jones coming up. We'll take a 2-minute break. And when we come back, Coach Jones chats with us. It's pregame on AM 800 KRBI.
Serenity Hospice Care staff members Amy, Rob, and Diane share their passion for the patients and families they serve.
As a chaplain, a lot of times people think that I'm a preacher, but I'm not. I'm there to walk alongside of them.
I think that's what's so rewarding about my job is that they're going to be so much more than just a patient to me. They're going to become my friend.
Serenity Hospice Care has been the community leader for physical, emotional, and spiritual support at the end of life for 25 years.
We offer them assurance that they're not alone, that they have the team there to walk with them through this difficult time. They open their hearts to us, and we learn from them. It's been 18 years, and I can't imagine doing anything else.
What I want my patients to know and their families to know is that they can trust me. They can trust Serenity Hospice Care.
Serenity Hospice Care. Peace of mind when it matters most.
Unitech Career Center in Bon Terre offers a fantastic lineup of classes in a variety of fields. As the times have changed, so have the courses. Certified nursing and med tech, electrical trades, welding, air conditioning and refrigeration, office skills, electrical trades and technology, collision repair, automotive technology, power sports, and more. If you're looking at a long-range or short-term plan, look no further. Call Unitech Career Center in Bon Terre, 358-3011. Tomorrow's training today. Unitech.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and forego the interview with Blake Jones. We're underway 6 minutes early from Hal Lowry Field here this afternoon. Central Methodist versus Mineral Area College, and it will be Tanner Murphy on the hill for the MAC Cardinals, making his first start of the season. He's only gone one inning of work so far, so we'll get you the starting lineups as we go along. We're underway in the top half of the first. No score between Mineral Area and CMU. The JV team from CMU playing in their first game of the season. Leading things off, Lewis, he's behind in the count. 1-2. First pitch of this game brought to you by Crown Collision Center in Farmington. There's a swing and a miss. And for Tanner Murphy, well, first batter he faces today, he ends up striking out four pitches into the ball game. So Lewis is retired. Vogel is up the shortstop. Then it'll be Dillman Orman if anybody can get aboard here this inning. Let's give you the complete lineup, though, as Vogel stands in from the right side. Dylan Lewis, Logan Vogel, Micah Dillman. Those are the first three. Lewis in center, Vogel at short. DH, Michael Dillman. He's in there for the pitcher, Tyler Stratman. Jacob Orman cleans it up. He is the first baseman. Trey Connolly is batting fifth in left field. Batting sixth, Brad Hissero, the third baseman. Will Roberts bats seventh in right field. Sam Niedergerk batting eighth, second baseman. And Ryan Vogelsang is the catcher and batting ninth. Quickly, the count is 2-0 on the second place hitter, Logan Vogel, right-handed hitting shortstop. CMU with the green jerseys on St. Patrick's Day today. Gray pants and the green stripe down the side. There's a called strike, and Tanner Murphy's on the board there in the strike column with Vogel at the dish. Give the defense behind Tanner Murphy after this 2-1 offering with one down in the top half of the first inning. Here it comes, and just on the outside corner for a called strike. Fastball, 2-2. Defense behind Murphy. Tim Fox is playing third today. It's Alex Roy at shortstop. Ryan Bouse is the second baseman. Brad Freed is playing first. Logan Bax is again behind the plate. Here's a swing and a foul ball that'll go straight back behind us, and the count stays 2-2. Chase Erhan is in left. Josh Haggerty in center. And is Kenton Crawford in right field today, making a rare start against the junior varsity from Central Methodist University. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Here's the wind and the fire from the right-hander. Murphy swinging a miss on a high fastball. Got it right past him. Back-to-back strikeouts to start off this game. Tanner Murphy, if the name sounds familiar, he is the younger brother of former Mineral Area College All-Region pitcher Justin Murphy. Justin's down at Southeast Missouri State now, and now Tanner Murphy trying to follow in his older brother's footsteps wearing a Mineral Area College uniform. Toeing the rubber, Tanner stands on 10 pitches into this inning, and now Micah Dillman, the left-hander, stands in, swinging a fly ball the opposite way, left center field. Josh Haggerty glides over and makes the play. Tanner Murphy gets through the top half of the first in 11 pitches. Nothing, nothing, our score. And Mac bats for the first time when we come back in 1 minute. You're listening to Mineral Area College Baseball on AM 800 KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
Accidents happen, even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Well, it's another awesome day for Mineral Area College baseball this afternoon on AM 800 KREI. This game started 6 minutes early, so we're still 2 minutes before the scheduled first pitch. They're playing a doubleheader with Central Methodist University's junior varsity team. First game of the year for the JV squad. And again, Mineral Area comes in at 9-10. Just had their first home game of the season, the Cardinals did on Tuesday, where they beat a very good John A. Logan team 7-1. Five pitchers combined to give up just one walk and one run through nine innings of work. And it could be a similar approach to the pitching today for Mineral Area College. We could see several different guys in there, but Murphy had a solid first inning, striking out two and getting his final batter to fly out to left field. Tyler Stratman, he'll be making his first start. He's a right-hander and wears number 7 on his back. He can also play the infield. He's out of Villa Ridge, Missouri, Pacific High School product, 175-pound sophomore at 6'2". Let's give you the Mineral Area College starting lineup. Chase Erhan, who was on base all four times on Tuesday, three walks and a single. He leads off and plays left field. Tim Fox bats second and plays third. It's Ryan Bouse batting third and playing second base. He's had a monster year so far, hitting over 400. Josh Haggerty cleans it up as the center fielder. First pitch downstairs for a ball. Grant Dix is the DH, batting fifth. He's in there for Tanner Murphy, who's the pitcher. Brad Freed bats sixth at first base. Logan Bax batting seventh as the catcher. Shortstop is Alex Roy, batting eighth, and Kent Crawford is batting ninth. The 1-0 pitch to the left-hander is downstairs, and that puts the count at two balls and no strikes on Chase Erhan. He was one of my players of the game on Tuesday, brought to you by Unico Bank, setting the table at the top of the lineup. Another talented Cape Notre Dame player. He, along with Josh Haggerty, came out of the Cape Girardeau Regional High School, private school. Called strike on the inner black, makes it 2-1 on Erhan. So Erhan, Fox, Bouse, Haggerty, if anybody can reach this inning. Mineral Area trying to get back to 500. Unlike on Tuesday, the wind is blowing straight out to center field today. Here's a bunt attempt right out in front of the plate. He's going to throw to first. The catcher will, and got him. Now, Chase Erhan wasn't running because he thought he bunted that foul. The home plate umpire disagreed, and that was an easy play for the catcher. All he had to do was pounce on it and just toss it over to first, and he still almost threw it away.
Yeah, it looks like it went straight down off of home plate and up into the air.
First out of the bottom of the first inning, and that'll bring up Fox. So, Fox playing shortstop today. He can play all over the infield. He's got an open stance from the right side, wide open batting stance with the stirrups on. The right-hander brings home the pitch, and that one is low and outside for ball number one. Fox wears number 26 on the back of the jersey, and so far this year batting right at 300. A little bit of a cooler day today as well than we had on Tuesday, so some of the players wearing the sleeves. Here's a pitch downstairs, and that'll be ball number two, 2-0. Central Methodist University, defense behind Stratman. Hizero at third, Vogel at short, Niedergurk at second, Orman's over at first. Vogelsong is the catcher. Outfield from left to right, Connolly, Lewis, and Roberts as the 2-0 is brought home from Stratman. In there for a called strike, 2-1. Hal Lowry Field, it measures 330 out to left, 375 to left center, the deepest part of the yard, 380. Dead center field, 345 to right center, and then 300 is the short porch out to right. The 2-1 pitch from Stratman just inside, ball number three with Ryan Bouse on deck. Some other numbers for Fox, a couple of strikeouts this year, not a strikeout hitter, two walks, five RBIs, a home run, one triple, no doubles yet, and six singles. The 3-1 pitch from Stratman, needing to throw a strike, here it comes, and in there at the knees, called strike two. And now Tim Fox will be ready to go with a full count to work with.
Close pitch, painting that corner there on the inside. It was just a few inches inside more than that last pitch before. That was ball three.
So the full count payoff. Here it comes from Stratman to Fox. Swung on, tapped foul. Bounced back up and hit him. Umpire quick to throw both hands up, signifying foul ball. And we'll do it again on 3-2. Tough stretch to open the schedule for Mineral Area College. 18 games on the road, all down south against teams that have been playing a lot longer than Mineral Area, a cold weather type of team, more so than those teams down south. So, as expected, the Cardinals didn't fare as well down there, but they got it going and won four straight coming into Tuesday. Swinging a ground ball to third. Third baseman's got it. Throws across the diamond for the out. That's a nice play by Hizero. Made it look easy. 5-3 on that put out and two outs in the inning. That'll bring up Ryan Bouse. So four straight coming into Tuesday, Mineral Area had won. They made it five straight, and maybe their best win of the year. Certainly Coach Thompson, the assistant coach for Mineral Area, thought it was the best game they'd played all year on Tuesday against John A. Logan. Pitching staff was great. The defense was pretty solid. And the lineup, especially top four hitters, fantastic. Top four hitters in the lineup were 7 of 12 with 5 RBIs. And the first pitch here to Ryan Bouse is down and out for ball number one. Didn't miss by much. So the numbers for Bouse, they get better and better. After a 2-for-4 day on Tuesday, he's at 406 with 22 RBIs, one home run this year. 1-0 pitch to Ryan. Flinches at it, and it's called a strike. Upper outer portion of the zone, and that evens us up at 1-1. Six doubles for Bouse in his sophomore year. 8 strikeouts, 1 stolen base, a couple of walks. He likes to swing that bat. He's a right-hander, open from the right side. This one's in at the knees on the outer black, called strike 2.
1 and 2 with two down.
Bowser remaining very patient at the plate here. He's seeing that Stratman is really trying to work the outsides, and he also struggles with first pitch strikes so far in this game. Has yet to throw one against all three batters he's faced.
1-2 pitch is a breaking ball swung on, lined into center field. Center fielder comes on, dives for it, can't make the catch. Ryan Bowles rounds first. He's headed to second base, and he might be digging for three. No, he'll stop there. That's a two-out double for Ryan Bowles, and that's what he has been doing all season long. That's his seventh double of the season, and overall, his eighth extra base hit.
Good. Diving for it there was Lewis, unable to fully make it. It was a tough play to try and make as the ball was hooking away from him. Really tough ball to try and dive at and make a stab at.
And, of course, that right-hander's eyes are going to light up with that hanging breaking ball right there. He had good break on it, but he hung it up in the zone, and Ryan Bowles was all over that. Josh Haggerty, left-handed hitting, center fielder. Really expected to be Mineral Area's best offensive player this year. Got off to a slow start, but he has heated up as of late. A home run short of the cycle on Tuesday with three RBIs. Open stance from the left side. First pitch outside, 1-0. A runner in scoring position out there in second base is Ryan Bowles. Here's the pitch. This one's down and out. And the count is 2-0. We're 5 minutes past 1 o'clock. It's Mac Baseball on AM 800 KREI Farmington. Park Hills Deloge on a beautiful sunshiny day. Some light wispy clouds in the sky, but otherwise blue skies today for this JUCO baseball game. Here's the 2-0 pitch outside for ball number 3. And I say JUCO game, but Mineral Area is the only JUCO team out there on the field. Central Methodist University, I believe that's an NAIA program from Fayette, Missouri. But their junior varsity team plays a lot of JUCOs. Here's the 3-0 in there for a strike. Stratman needed to throw one, and he got it. 3-1.
And Stratman really trying to work the outside, even on that last pitch there. It was in the strike zone, but it was definitely on the opposite side of the plate from Haggerty.
3-1. Still a hitter's count for Haggerty. He's ready to go, and he's going to take ball number 4. Haggerty on down to first base. We have 2 on with 2 out with Bowles remaining at second.
That's Stratman's 20th pitch so far of the inning.
Here's a guy who would like to get the bat going. It's been better this season, but he was in the lineup, I think, last year exclusively because of his defense over at third base. The offensive numbers kind of coming along as he gets more and more comfortable. He was at 300 on Tuesday, but he went 0-for, so he's down to 278 with 6 RBIs, 3 doubles. Talking about Grant Dick, sophomore out of Perryville. Pitch downstairs for ball number 1, 1-0. Dick is playing DH today, though, so his defense not in the lineup. They want to give Roy and Fox a chance along that infield to show what they can do. Wind picks up, blowing out toward right, and this pitch is downstairs. And now Tyler Stratman really starting to labor. 22 pitches this inning. And, you know, some of this could be attributed to this is the first game out of the gate for CMU, and it's going to be a little bit more of a struggle for them to get into a rhythm, take it a little bit longer for this starting pitcher. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and grounded foul. That looked like a pitch that Dix could have handled there and maybe missed a pretty good chance to drive one.
Yeah, it looked like it was an off-speed pitch, left a little bit upstairs there. If he was sitting back on it, he could have definitely driven that one.
Puts it at 2-1. Brad Freed on deck. Runners at first and second base. Stratman got the first two relatively quickly before Bowles doubled on a hard hit line drive to center field. There's called strike number 2, and we're back even.
Stratman still unable to get the first pitch strike. He didn't get in this at-bat either. So far, 0-for-5 in that regard.
And it's tough to put yourself behind the 8-ball facing a pretty good hitting lineup in Mineral Area College. They've proven to be that this year, letting the batter dictate the course of the at-bat rather than the pitcher. This one's downstairs and outside. Ball 3. Runners will be off with the next pitch.
And we saw Stratman in the first two at-bats come back and get ahead of the count and record the out, but not so much ever since.
Yeah, once he got to the meat of this lineup, it's been a little bit more difficult, a little bit more patient in their approach. 3-2 pitch. Runners go, swinging a tapper foul toward the dugout. We'll do it again. Grant Dix, this would be a nice opportunity to maybe get that confidence up a little bit, drive in a couple of runs right here. Bowles standing on second base. Over at first base, Josh Haggerty. Open stance from Dix. Here's the 3-2 payoff once again. Swinging a line drive up the middle, and on is the center fielder. Dives and can't make the catch. It's going to roll all the way to the fence. Bowles scores from second. Haggerty is going to stop at third base.
Actually didn't.
No, he came in to score, and Dix rounded second and head to third base. Or yeah. No.
Lewis was actually able to trap the ball there, although it did bounce. It looked like he got past him, but either his foot or his glove grazed it and knocked it down. So he was able to recover and only keep it to one run.
Yeah, that was crazy because Dix, yeah, actually stayed at first on that. Bouse came in to score, and Haggerty ended up at third. So really a nice play by the center fielder. At first I was thinking, man, that was not a good decision to die for it, but he kept it in front of him, and now runners at the corner, still two down, and it's Brad Freed, the first baseman. Breaking ball downstairs for ball number one.
It's an aggressive play, but since he was able to stop it, I like it because on a 3-2 count with two outs, the runners are getting a head start. If you let it one hop to you, runner's scoring anyway. Might as well dive, see if you can end the inning, escape with no damage.
Brad Freed ahead in the count 1-0 with runners on the corners. This pitch is over but low. Downstairs for ball number two, 2-0 on the Cardinal first baseman. It was the second time this inning he had dove for a ball and come up empty on the fly. But like you said, able to trap that one that time and ended up working out for him. 2-0 with two down. Here's the pitch. Mineral Area has a 1-0 lead, looking to add on to that. All this damage being done with two outs. Now the count is 3-0 on Bradley Freed. 219 hitter with three RBIs.
I imagine Freed will just be putting the bat on the shoulder here, not swinging at all. No reason with the inconsistency.
Stratman from the stretch delivers a high fastball. Generous strike call up in the zone, so that puts it at 3-1. And if I'm Freed, I'm almost thinking about possibly taking this one too, as close as that one was. That was borderline.
Yeah, ever since the Stratman got to the middle of the lineup, his pitch location has been all over the place.
3-1 pitch, here it comes. He's swinging away, swinging a high fly ball into left field, but looks like Connolly's got a beat on it. He's over toward the line to make the catch. Mineral Area strands two, but they score one run in the inning. It was a Grant Dix RBI single that got the job done. 1-0 Mineral Area as we move to the second in 60 seconds on AM 800 KRBI.
Mow, mow, mow your yard faster than before. Mow, mow, mow your hay better than before.
More mouse. What are you singing now?
Dirt Diva, mow, mow, mow.
Who's mow?
Mow who? I don't know. I said mow, like vroom, vroom, mow. It's time for everybody to start thinking about mowing their yards with sweet Husser Z-Turn mowers. And in time to cut hay with Vermeer, Case H, and Woods equipment. And I've set some super sweet rock bottom prices with 0% on most of the mowers and equipment.
More man, I can set even better pricing, like rock and rock bottom.
Call me today, More Man. I'll have you mowing and rolling.
Fliggs Equipment, Highway 32, St. Genevieve.
24/7fliggs.com.
Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Mineral Area gets one run, but strands two. Grant Dix with the RBI base hit made it 1-0 as we go to the top of the second inning. Tanner Murphy back out there for his second inning of work. And against CMU, and he's going to face 4, 5, and 6 in the order. It's going to be Orman, Connolly, and then Hissero Roberts, if anybody can get aboard. Grant Dix with that RBI single last inning, picked up RBI number 7 on the season. And gets that batting average back up closer to 300. Throw goes down to second from Logan Beck, and we're ready to start inning number two. It's Tanner Murphy out of North Callaway High School. Just his second appearance this season. He had one inning of work coming into today. Gave up one run in that appearance. It was earned. Had also struck out one and walked one. Well, now he's up to 3 strikeouts on the year. Big right-hander Orman steps in. 6'2", 205-pound sophomore out of Lonedale, Missouri, from St. Clair High School. Pulls the string on him here, gets him to swing and miss. Out in front, and the count is 0-1 on Jacob. Central Methodist University, black uniforms with green numbers and letters. I described green earlier, but I had the sunglasses on. Just assumed they had the green on. But black uniforms, here's a pitch high and tight, and that brushed him. That's going to be enough to put him on base with a hit-by-pitch.
Definitely not intentional. It looked like it was a changeup that just kind of got away from him there.
That'll bring up Trey Connolly. Connolly out of Overland Park, Kansas. Transfer from Heritage Christian Academy, sophomore. 5'9", 160-pounder. So he stands in from the right side. And a lot of former Mineral Area College Cardinals actually go on to play for Central Methodist University on their varsity team. But it kind of went the opposite way with Mineral Area's Brett Mann. Brett Mann transferred from Central Methodist University. Here's a foul ball back. And it's possible we could see Brett today in a relief role. He's a Farmington High School product. But just to name a few Cardinals that have gone on to play at CMU, Logan Bradley, he's on the varsity right now, and everybody I'm going to mention is there right now. Logan Bradley, Brad Coyas, outstanding power hitters for that Mineral Area team that went to its first Region 16 championship 2 years ago. Here's a swing and a pop-up. This is into shallow left field, drifting toward foul territory. The shortstop's going to come over and call for it. Roy puts it away for the out. Also, Jeff King, who's now in his senior year, he was Mineral Area's ace pitcher a few years ago, and he was fantastic. He is now a Central Methodist University Eagle as well. One out in the top of the second inning. We have a 1-0 Mineral Area College lead over the JV from CMU. And now Hisaro, the third baseman, stands in. One on and one out. Left-handed hitter is Hisaro. And the pitch misses low and outside for ball number one. Bradley Hisaro, he bats left but throws right. He can play the infield. St. Joseph, Missouri product out of Lafayette High School. Mineral Area would love two here with Roy and Bouse, the combo up the middle today. From the stretch, Tanner Murphy kicks and delivers. Elevates one, but it's swung on and fouled off to the left side. We stay even 1-1. Final tune-up today for the Mineral Area Cardinals outside of the region. Big-time Region 16 games start this weekend in Kansas City. A four-game series against the Maple Woods Monarchs. 1-1 pitch just on the outer block for a called strike. Took something off there, and it's 1-2. Maple Woods Monarchs this weekend in Kansas City. So Albert Pujols played one semester for the Maple Woods Monarchs back in the day. Great junior college baseball program in the state of Missouri and really even in the country. Here's a 1-2 pitch upstairs and outside for ball number two. We're evened up. In the Region 16 tournament, talked about this a little bit on Tuesday. They're doing sub-regions this year. And Blake Jones just explained it to me before the game started how that's going to work. Here's a swing and a fly ball the opposite way, going back toward the wall. The left fielder, Chase Erhan, he's on the run, and it's going to bounce off the base of the wall. Runner at first is going to have to slow up. He wasn't sure if it was gone or not, so he waited, and he's going to end up at third base. But it is a double off the wall, off the bat of Hisaro, and CMU's got something brewing here in the top of the second inning with one down, two runners in scoring position.
Yeah, just really turned that one, and with the wind being the way it is, I thought that one was going to be gone when it came off the bat there, but that was hit to left field right at about the 375 mark, so one of the deeper parts of the park.
Yeah, I mean, the 375 sign is right there, and it bounced off the base of that wall, so right there. And now the right-handed batter is Will Roberts, right fielder. Runners in scoring position for Roberts. A chance to give CMU the lead early in this game, top half of the second inning. The wind and the pitch. Fastball grooved in there for called strike one. 0-1 the count. Will Roberts out of Sturgeon, Missouri, from Sturgeon High School. 5'10", 140-pound sophomore playing in his first game of the year. He closes up his batting stance as they lead from second and third base. Murphy kicks. He delivers. Fastball elevated, swung on, driven up the middle for a base hit. CMU is on the board. Josh Haggerty gets it in quick, and that's a strong throw home. It's going to hold it to a single and hold it to just one run scored, but CMU gets the RBI from Roberts and still runners on the corners and a chance for more. What a throw, though, from Josh Haggerty. Hisaro over to third, Roberts over to first. 1-1, tied up in the top of the second. Niedergert, second baseman, will bat.
Murphy left that fastball straight down the middle, but a little low there. That's why he was able to, by Roberts, he was able to just turn it straight back up the middle.
Right-handed hitter is Sam Niedergert. He's the Eagles' second baseman. Mac needs a double play right here. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball. Shrugging that one off. Niedergert watched it go by. Sam out of New Bloomfield, Missouri. Another sophomore at 5'9", 160 pounds. He squats in, kind of crowds the plate from the right side. The 1-0 pitch tied him up. He swung on and fouled it. Nice barehanded play by Coach Ball of CMU, coaching third base. I also like the beard Coach Ball is rocking.
Yeah, he's got a gigantic lumberjack-style beard.
He'll be playing Prospect League baseball for the Traverse City Beach Bums this summer. He's making his head coaching debut today. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball outside. Puts the count at 2-1 with one down. Mineral Area will play this game, then they'll take a little break and play the second game of the doubleheader later on this afternoon. The 2-1 pitch with one out, over but low for ball number three. So Tanner Murphy, he really glided through that first inning with no trouble, took him 11 pitches. He's up to 15 pitches this inning and still has only recorded one out. And he's in some trouble with Hissero at third, Roberts at first, and the eight-hole hitter Niedergurk at the plate. 3-1 pitch to Niedergurk. He watched it. It's ball four, and the bases are going to be loaded.
And much like Straubman last inning, Murphy's location is starting to fall apart here ever since the runners started to get aboard.
Mitterlaria stranded two base runners last inning, too. Had a good chance to put up a crooked number, couldn't do it. And now we've got the bottom of the lineup here with Vogelsang at the plate. Ryan Vogelsang, the catcher. Had to shed his catcher gear to get over here and get ready to hit. He wears number four on the back out of Pacific High School, local product here. We've got a 1-1 tie right now, but they lead from all the way around. Hissero at third, Roberts at second, Niedergurk at first. Murphy still wants that double play. Force outs all the way around, too. Here's the pitch, in there for a called strike on the outer black, 0-1.
Big difference between the rally we saw from the Cards in the last inning versus this one so far is the number of outs. That one started for the Cardinals with two outs. This one has one, so there's still a chance for a sacrifice fly.
And that's what he's thinking, put the ball in play, preferably in the outfield. There's the pitch downstairs and away. It's ball one,
and
1-1.
The flip side of the coin, in the outfield, because if it's in play in the infield, chance at a double play right there.
And a little bit of a different look along the infield again with Dix not getting the start at third today. Coach Jones shaking it up. We'll see how that plays out. This pitch is elevated upstairs and outside, 2-1. And now coming out to talk will be Logan Bax, and that's something I've been impressed with Logan Bax in his 2 years now at Mitterlaria College, the way he handles the pitchers. He's seeing the way this is going. He's going to go and try to calm his guy down. Plus, Logan worked with Tanner's older brother, Justin, too, so some familiarity there. The batter also goes down to Coach Ball. Has Coach Ball whisper something in his ear from the third base box, and he's back and ready to go. The count 2-1. The bases are loaded. It's a 1-1 tie with one out in the top of the second. CMU poised to take the lead. Here's the 2-1 pitch. It's a swing and a miss. 2-2. Zip that one right past him. The inning all started with Overman being hit by that pitch. We had a pop-up to the shortstop, then a double, a single, and a walk consecutively. Now a big 2-2 pitch coming here. Here's a swing and a soft line drive. Flare shot over to the right side. Ryan Bouse, the second baseman, back to make the catch. He gloved it, and everybody had to stay put right there. That was one of those little loopers. I wasn't sure if it was going to get down or not, and everybody else knew they had to stay put there. And wise decision along the infield with the runners.
And even though that one didn't get down, it still would have resulted with at least one out if it did, because all the base runners were trying to stay close to their base thinking it was going to get caught. If that one drops, they would have out anywhere between 85 to 80 feet to make it safe. So there may have been a chance for even a one hop and then a play at a plate to prevent the run from getting scored and still recording an out.
So we're back to the top of the lineup with Dylan Lewis. He swings through a high fastball. The count's 0-1. That was a huge out with the bases loaded and one down. Get a line drive out, soft line drive, albeit, to Ryan Bouse. Now two outs, and you don't want to relax here, but it certainly makes things a little easier as the pitcher, knowing you just can focus on the batter now. Another one, he zips right past Lewis. Dylan Lewis, 0-1, last time up, struck out swinging, and he couldn't catch up with those first two offerings from Tanner Murphy there. Now he's down in the count 0-2, needing to protect. They lead from all the way around. Murphy trying to dig deep. He kicks. He fires. Off-speed pitch. Swung on. Popped up. It's on the infield. Who wants it? Third baseman's going to call for it. That's Fox. He's over and makes the catch. And CMU is going to strand three. But they do score one. We have a 1-1 tie as we move to the bottom of the second in 1 minute on AM 800 KRBI.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston. Look out! Here comes a throat roll! They have what you like. From a Lambert's double burger to a pulled pork sandwich to golden fried frog legs, and let's not forget about all the white beans a body can stand. Extras and pass-arounds. Well, you're sure to find something you like. Take a trip back to yesteryear. As you stroll through the entrance, you smell the familiar aroma of down-home food. Oh, and look out! Here comes a throat roll! Hot, gigantic throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, East Malone in Sykeston.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. It's why we've been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get an education after high school still earn a lot more in their lifetime. Show yourself you care. Invest in your education. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593, because MAC is your next step.
Two hits aside between CMU and Mineral Area College. We go to the bottom of the second inning in a 1-1 tie. Stratman out there to deliver the first pitch of this second, and he's going to face Logan Bax of Mineral Area. Mineral Area has the bottom of the order due up. Bax, Roy, and Crawford, 7, 8, and 9 in the order. And the lineup turns over to Chase Erhan. Mineral Area got that one run in the first inning, but left two on. Central Methodist follows with one run in the second, stranded three. Now Mineral Area's chance to bat in inning number two. Logan Bax swings it from the left side. Stands in his sophomore season as the starting catcher and sometimes DH for Mineral Area. He's going to drop a bunt down the third baseline, but it rolls foul. I think Bax eyeing that third baseman there. Figured he'd give him a test. And now I think his row is going to be ready to go. He's going to be playing in, looks like, right at the grass, where the grass meets the dirt along the infield. Bax taps the bat head on the plate, opens the stance from the left side, and Tyler Stratman delivers pitch number 34 of the game right now. This one's downstairs, backhanded by Vogelsang, 1-1. He made an observation as we went to break with Fox on that last pop fly for Mineral Area. Didn't have the sunglasses on. I think he lost the ball in the sun a little bit and awkwardly caught that ball, didn't he?
Yeah, he caught it down by his hip.
Swinging a ground ball and a diving effort to the shortstop, but it gets under his glove and through into left field for a base hit to lead off the second inning from Logan Bax. So a leadoff single. Mineral Area has their leadoff batter aboard for Alex Roy.
And I wonder if that may be part of the reason why Bax was looking to drop a bunt, see if he could slap it to the opposite field past Hissero, and that was the case there. Hissero, because of the chance of a bunt, came forward a little bit to play it, and that one was able to squeak by him. Otherwise, that would be his ball to play.
Roy.
It wouldn't be Vogel's.
Roy's 222 batting average, 6 RBIs with 5 walks, 7 strikeouts, and a stolen base in the young season so far. Again, Mineral Area just their second game at home this year. First pitch to him is downstairs for ball number one. Cardinals out hitting CMU 3-2. As the game has gotten underway, more and more fans have showed up to support their Cardinals today. Getting a little bit cooler than it was on Tuesday, but still very comfortable out here and a good day for baseball. 1-0 pitch. Runner goes, a swing and a foul. Hit and run was put on it. The pitch spoiled to make it one ball and one strike. First baseman is Orman. He is holding Logan Bax on over there. Bax has not stolen a base this year. In fact, he's been caught both times he's tried. I think there you're just putting him in motion more for the hit and run more than you're wanting him to try to steal second base. 1-1 pitch forthcoming from Tyler Stratman to Alex Roy. Long look from the stretch. Stratman brings it home, and here's a swing and a line drive the opposite way. It's down in right center field. Bax is rounding second. He's headed for third. Ball's going to roll all the way to the wall. Now Bax is going to round third and head for home. And on his way, standing up into third base with the triple, that is Alex Roy. And he drives in the run to make it 2-1. Mineral Area College right back on top.
Yeah, and that one was misplayed by the center fielder, Lewis, who has had a couple of plays that he's been involved in this game so far, some big ones. There's the two diving attempts that he made. And that time, he's going over his left shoulder to try and get it and actually hit off his glove and then rolled to the wall. He had a chance to cut it off before the wall. You know, we can give him a break on those other two plays before because he was trying to dive and make a really tough grab, but that one there's no excuse for. He should have grabbed that one. I would imagine he would at least hold it to a double. Maybe there's a chance of getting the runner out at third, though, if Roy still tries to make the move to third base.
So really, a double and no RBI on the play. And it's still a 2-1 lead for Mineral Area College, and here comes Kenton Crawford. Crawford stands in from the right side and takes a called strike, 0-1. So Roy gets the double but does not get credited with the ribby. But still a productive at bat, and he stands on second base with nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. Kenton Crawford takes called strike number two, and now he's got to be ready to go quickly here down in the count. 2-1, Mineral Area College on top. Bottom half of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Outside. Catcher tried to frame it for him. Wasn't called a strike. 1-2. He could afford to waste one there, though, up in the count 0-2. Crawford, again, getting the start today in right field. Mineral Area is without their starting right fielder, Connor Forsythe. He broke his ankle. Breaking ball goes around the plate for ball number two. So Connor Forsythe, he'll be out for a few weeks with that broken ankle. He broke that ankle playing with his dogs in his yard, stepped in a hole. So that's an unfortunate injury. And then Trevor Lewis had been playing right field. Now Crawford getting a chance. 2-2 with a runner at third base, and there's called strike three. And that'll bring the top of the order back up. Well, he needed that, but still has work to do this inning. Stratman, 1 1/3 innings of work. That was his first strikeout. He's walked a batter, given up 2 runs, one of them earned. Roy standing at third, ready to be driven in, 90 feet away. Chase Erhan, the batter, 0-for-1. Off the plate from the left side, he watches strike one go by, off speed. 0-1 the count. Chase Erhan trying to add to his RBI totals, which currently stand at 10. Here's the 0-1. Check swing, and that's in there for a call strike on the breaking ball. That was a pretty good pitch there.
Yeah, got him at the backdoor curveball there.
That puts us at 0-2. Erhan, 20 hits on the season, leads the team with 2 home runs. And again, that short porch out there in right field favors the lefty. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. That's through for a base hit, and Chase Erhan has just put Mineral Area up 3-1. Trotting in is Roy. Good piece of hitting right back through the box, right back at the pitcher, but passed him over the mound and between second and short there.
Yeah, and Stratman wasn't happy with himself there, slammed his glove down on the ground, and I don't know if that's because he left the pitch in the zone or because he didn't get it, and I'm not sure why he didn't get it. I don't know if he just couldn't react in time or if he actually pulled his hand back in the last second, but there was a decent shot at Stratman trying to barehand that one.
RBI number 11 for Erhan on hit number 21 of the season. So next up, it's Tim Fox, and the right-hander takes ball one outside. It's a 1-0 count. A runner at first base, one out. Vogel and Niedergurk looking for that double play up the middle from the stretch. Stratman has the one he wants. He kicks and fires. Runner goes, swinging and miss. The throw down to second base. That was a great jump. Stolen base for Erhan. Really, the catcher made a strong throw, Vogel saying, but no chance because of the good jump that Erhan had on the pitcher.
It was a good pitch to go on, too. A pitch low and in the dirt.
The pitch was also called a strike. That evens the count up at 1-1. Stolen base number 9 of the season. Now 9 of 11, Chase Erhan. He was caught stealing against John A. Logan the other day. But he's been pretty darn good getting on base and getting himself over with the steal. Swinging a foul ball down the third baseline. That puts us at 1-2. Still one away. But the steal takes the double play out of order, the conventional one anyway. And gives Tim Fox another RBI chance. The Cardinal third baseman grounded out to third last time up in that first inning. Mineral Area has already played a 2 this inning. Here's a swing and a breaking ball. Weakly hit right side. Pitcher fields. He'll flip to first, and that will move the runner over. Erhan moves over to third, and now we have 2 down. Just a little nubber off the head of the bat. Stratman had no trouble with it, but still productive as Erhan moves over 90 feet away for Ryan Bouts. Nobody's hotter than this guy right now. 1-for-1 and now 3 for his last 5. And 3 RBIs in the last 2 games combined so far.
Had the line drive to center field, the first hit of the game for the Cardinals in his last at-bat.
It was a breaking ball that he smashed to center. He swings and grounds one, fouled on the third baseline, out in front of that pitch. Counts 0-1. Back-to-back innings where Stratman's going to throw over 20 pitches. Cardinals making him work, and the approach was different against John A. Logan on Tuesday. There was a lot of first pitch swinging and first pitch, second pitch, base hits. Today it's been a little bit more patient and probably wise with a guy who's making his first start of the year. Pitch outside for ball one. 1-1 the count with 2 outs. Ryan Bouts with a 4.06 average to start the day. That has only climbed. From the stretch, Stratman kicks, delivers. Swing and a fly ball. This is the opposite way to right field. Right fielder started in, then he's going back, and he got over his head. He got absolutely burnt. Ryan Bouts will drive in. Chase Erhan with a double the opposite way, and Mineral Area extends the lead now to 4-1.
Yeah, that was a huge misplay by Roberts there. You're taught as an outfielder, the first step you make is back. So that way, if you do misread it like he did there, it's much easier to recover to then just run forward as opposed to try and turn over your shoulder and back up. And that was the problem. Roberts' first step was forward, and then he realized he misjudged it, so he froze trying to figure out where the ball was actually going to go.
Another double and another RBI for Bouts, his second double of the game. First pitch, low and outside here to Chase Haggerty. The count is 1-0. Chase Haggerty last time up. He reached base via the walk.
Bouts actually almost hit that out of the park. That's one of the shorter parts of the park in right field.
It was close. Here's a swing to ground ball right side. Nice snag by the second baseman. Has to be quick, flipping to first, and he got him just in time. Haggerty was busting it down the line. Niedergurk makes the play 4-3. But Mineral Area plates three more, and they grab the lead back at 4-1. We've played two at Hal Lowry Field. 4-1 Cardinals. When we come back in 1 minute with the third, CMU bats, and it'll be Sean Malone with the call on AM800-KREI.
Having great insurance is, well, great, but knowing who will repair your auto right and quickly is just as important. That's why you should know about Brad Wooten Auto Body. With over 20 years of hands-on experience, Brad Wooten continues to set the standards of excellence. Brad Wooten Auto Body is a direct repair facility, has loaner cars available, and offers you the same factory-trained ASC and ICAR certified technicians you're accustomed to. Now, the award-winning Brad Wooten Auto Body, across from the Ozarks Regional Library in Ironton, soon to be the number one repair facility in Southeast Missouri.
If you're planning to build or buy a new home, or perhaps remodel your existing home, you face many decisions, not the least of which is selecting the right lender. Whether you need a fixed rate or adjustable rate mortgage, a construction or home improvement loan, by choosing New Era Bank, you will be assured you made a great decision. For quality service, low rates, and loan service locally, make that decision today. Call or stop by New Era Bank. You'll be glad you did. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, back here on AM 800 KREI, I'm Sean Malone alongside Greg Johnson. It's 4-1 Cardinals right now as they have the lead. Lead was given up as it was initially 1-0 last inning by Tanner Murphy, who's still out there, but the Cardinals bounce back with three runs in the bottom of the second. Top of the third, it'll be Vogel getting things started, followed by Dillman and Orman. First pitch, bunt is down, slow roller back to the pitcher. He scoops it up, throws on to first in time, one away. 1-3 ground out with the bunt.
Well, that was pretty efficient there for Murphy. Maybe he's trying to get back to that first inning when he threw 11 pitches and got out of it, but that was just a gift wrap. Ground ball, bunt attempt right out to the pitcher. Murphy just did what he does, pounced right on it and threw it over to first base. Didn't put the bunt quite where he wanted it to.
No, not at all. You don't want to put it straight up the middle. You want it to go down the line. Pitch outside for a ball. Count is 1-0 against Micah Dillman, who's 0-1 in the game so far. Flied out to center field in his last at-bat. The 1-0 is upstairs, off speed. Count is 2-0 now.
Murphy, when he's missed, typically it's been upstairs. That's when he got in trouble last inning.
Pitch. That one's going to be ball three. Three balls, no strikes. So Murphy, after the gift wrap first at-bat, struggling with the second at-bat here.
And just struggling to find the strike zone here as well. None of these have been really close.
Pitch, and that one's not close either. Upstairs, four straight balls. And Dillman will take his base. He's now at first with Orman coming up to the plate.
Second walk issued of the game there from Tanner Murphy to match his two strikeouts in the game. He's also hit a batter, so a little bit of a control issue early on for Tanner. But again, he only had one inning of work coming into today. And that's what today is all about, getting these guys a little bit more work as you head into region play, because you're going to need guys like Tanner Murphy. He's not one of your top pitchers right now, but you might need him coming in relief against some of these top-notch region teams.
Yeah, and that batter who was hit last time around was Orman. He steps to the plate. First pitch, hit and run is on. This is launched all the way into left field, and it will hop once into the wall. One runner is rounding third. Dillman will come home and score. Standing up and going into second base is Orman, and that is an RBI double that gets launched right in front of the 375 sign. So once again, another shot at a home run, but just hit to one of the worst parts of the park for Central Methodist.
I thought it was gone when it left his bat. I mean, that thing looked good off the bat, but it was deepest part of the yard out there around that 380, 375 area. Just went off the wall.
And if you look at the wind now, it changed a little bit. It was blowing straight out from home plate earlier in this game, but now it's kind of going from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole. So that one may have pulled it to a deeper part of the park at first. Pitches outside for a ball against Trey Connolly. One ball, no strike, one away here. Runner at second. Pitch. This one is lifted straight up into the air. Shallow left field, coming over is the shortstop. Roy makes the play, and that will be the second out of the inning here.
Yeah, Roy got there in time. He was really the only guy who could get there, and it would have been a tough play for Chase Erhan and left. He might have been able to get there in time, but that was Roy's ball all the way, and he caught it on the run, just kind of snagged it on one final lunge. That was kind of the Bermuda Triangle out there in the left side of the field.
So now that'll be two outs for Central Methodist as they look to try and cut into this lead a little more. So already scored one run in this inning. Score is 4-2. Pitch. This one is going to be looped and caught on a fly by Baus at second base. He just had to take a few steps to his right to make that one. So certainly not the easiest inning for Murphy, but the outs certainly came easy. And we'll take a quick break right now through 2.5 innings. The score is 4-2, Mineral Area College on top. You're listening to AM 800 KREI.
Your life's good and simple. It's just you, your car, and your stuff. And you've got insurance to cover everything, right? Apply for auto and renter's insurance from American Family, and you could earn big discounts on both policies, which makes your coverage less expensive than you might think. Call your local American Family agent today for a free insurance checkup so you can check it off your list and off your mind.
Phew. American Family Insurance.
For all your insurance needs, see Jeremiah Murphy in Bonterre. Find him on Facebook or call 358-5333.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Mineral Area up 4-2 here as we enter the bottom of the third inning. Leading things off for them in this inning, it'll be Dix, followed by Freed and Bax. Grant Dix, the designated hitter in today's game, is 1-for-1 with a single straight up the middle on a line drive in his last at-bat.
Robbed of an extra base hit.
Pitch, and this one is lined up the middle once again and through for a base hit. And once again, another single straight up the middle. So Dix pretty consistent in this game so far.
Well, on Tuesday, he was going to right field with everything, hitting it pretty hard, but right at the right fielder. So now everything up the middle and getting it through there. And I mentioned confidence with him earlier, and now he's got two base hits. And I think when he gets that first hit, he starts swinging a little bit harder, swinging a little bit more confident, and then the hits can come in bunches when you're just confident at the plate.
So one on, nobody out here for Brad Freed. Freed digs in with the open stance. The first pitch to him is going to be low in the dirt. That'll be ball one. Stroudman already up to 55 pitches so far in this game here. You got to wonder how much longer he's going to last because he's been a little inconsistent throughout.
Freed flat out to left, and his numbers aren't great to start the season, but he's one of those guys that he gets a hold of one. Look out. I mean, he can hit it a long way. It's a line drive hitter, but he's still got to get it going.
Low and outside, barely too far outside, though, as that one is called a ball. 2-0 here. No strikes, nobody out, runner on first.
Yeah, if that one missed, it was just off the black right there. Brad Freed fortunate to be up in the count 2-0.
Cardinals leading the Eagles 4-2 here, the bottom of the third inning. The 2-0, low and inside, this time, once again, too far inside. That'll be ball three. Three balls, no strikes.
I give credit to Vogelsang, the catcher. He's doing his best to frame that pitch for the home plate umpire, and he's actually making it look a little bit better than it is, and the umpire's not really going for the frame job, but he's trying.
3-0 outside for a called strike, 3-1, and while Vogelsang has been doing a good job of that, I'm surprised he hasn't come out to talk to Stroman yet. I mean, he's been struggling at points throughout this game with his location quite a bit. You think at some point he would come out and say something to him, calm him down. This one is going to be fouled straight down into the ground off of Freed and slowly roll almost to the backstop to our left.
And it is
the first strike.
It is Vogelsang's second year playing college baseball, so you'd think some of that's going to come with experience as well, kind of knowing your place, knowing your role on the team. And I would expect a little bit more of that from Vogelsang, especially as the season goes along.
That should be strike two, my mistake. Three balls, two strikes. Count is full here.
Yeah, Freed was up 2-0, and then pitcher battled back and worked it full to a 3-2 count.
It was actually a 3-0 count at one point.
Yeah, it was.
Still nobody out. Runner leads at first. That's Dix. Freed awaits the pitch from the righty-righty matchup. That one is going to be low, ball four. Freed will take his base. So now there's two on, still nobody out. That'll bring the catcher, Logan Bax, to the plate.
Second inning in a row for Mineral Area College in which they've gotten their leadoff batter aboard. And in this case, the first two have reached with nobody out.
Bax in his last at-bat showed bunt initially and then was able to hit a hard ground ball past the third baseman, Hissero. And let's see, we got a meeting on the mound right now. Starting to see some players in the bullpen throwing a ball back and forth. Can't really see from here as we're trying to look through the dugout to our right. But I imagine this is going to be to try and buy some time just in case Strotman starts to run into some trouble and can't really work his way out of this inning.
Brought to you today by Brad Wooten, Autobody of Ironton, Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve, Crown Collision Center, Farmington, New Era Bank, Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, as Mineral Area has a 4-2 lead over Central Methodist University and trying to add to it with runners at first and second in the bottom of the third inning and nobody down.
Assuming we don't have a triple play coming here, Roy will be up next, then Crawford, and that'll be the end of the lineup. It'll turn over with Erhan if we get that far. And this bunt is going to be dropped down, barely rolls foul. That was a very slow roller, so it actually may have worked out well for Bax that it rolled foul. Otherwise, there's a chance for the out at third base.
Yeah, if that thing stays fair right there, that was hit so slowly down the line, definitely wouldn't have had a chance at first base. So that's probably your best bet is to try to go to third right there. But I think if that stays fair, I think the bases are loaded right now.
Pitch, and this one is lined down the line. It is a foul ball. That could have been trouble for the Eagles had that stayed fair because two runs may have come home to score there. As with the spin on the ball, that would have hooked it into foul territory and away from the left fielder, Connolly.
Pitch got in on Bax, and he did a good job inside outing it, muscling it on a line drive down the left field line, but just a few feet foul.
Just a little bit behind it there. The 0-2 from Strotman. This one is going to be a fair ball down the line, and it will bounce in for a base hit. Throw is going to come in. It'll be cut off by the third baseman. Hissero, one run, comes in to score, and it is a 5-2 lead for the Cardinals.
And that was exactly what he did on the previous pitch, except he wasn't behind it this time. Drove it into left field on a line drive, and they all just trade places. Everybody moves up a spot, except for Dix, who moved up two spots.
So now it is a three-run lead for the Cardinals. They find themselves on top 5-2 here in the bottom of the third. Still nobody out with Roy coming to the plate. Pitch, that one is going to be low off speed for a ball. 1-0 the count. Bax is on first, Freed's on second.
First three have reached this inning and no signs of stopping right now as Mineral Area's got it rolling.
The pitch from Strotman, low and outside, that's ball two.
And Strotman just really struggling right now to find the strike zone with any consistency. And now the body language is starting to show, too. He keeps looking over at the dugout, kind of like thinking his number might be called here.
The 2-0. That one is going to be fouled straight back to us and bounce right in front of us in the cage. Count is 2-1. And I'm surprised, even just to buy time at this point, Vogelsong hasn't gone out to say anything.
Roy's already doubled once today, and he's got a hitter's count in his favor right now.
Strotman, that one misses. I thought that was a good pitch right there. But
Look good from here.
Plate umpire disagrees. I think he's going to say that's outside. It's about belt high. That'll make the count 3-1.
And to give him the benefit of the doubt, we are caddy quarter to the plate. But from this angle, they look good.
Three balls, one strike. Check swing, doesn't go around. And taking his base is Alex Roy, and the bases are now loaded. Still nobody out here. And Crawford's up, and the top of the lineup is up behind him. So this is a big out to try and record here.
And a good spot for Kenton Crawford, getting some playing time here. This is his 13th game of the season that he's at least made an appearance in, but his batting average sitting at 0.56, and he is 0-1 today. So that's gone even further, a chance to turn a season around right here.
Pitch is fired in there for a strike. Down low inside a little bit. Corners are in middle infield at double play depth. Trying to see if they can trade two outs if it gets hit up the middle in exchange with the top of the lineup coming up. Ball on the outside. Count is now 1-1 here.
And that's the strategy you have to employ here. You just need an out somewhere, and if you can get that double play, yeah, get that, let that run score, that's fine, but get an out.
The 1-1, low for a ball, and at this point, too, it's already a 3-run game. Making a 4-run game isn't absolutely the end of the world, but what may really help, especially with the top of the lineup coming up next, is getting those two outs. You don't want the bases juiced with the top of the lineup coming to the plate. This one is going to be lined in through for a base hit on the left-hand side. Picking it up is Conley in left field. The throw is going to be cut off. Everyone advances 90 feet. And another run is up on the board for the Cardinals.
And that was an instance where the strategy may have hurt him. I don't know if the third baseman at normal depth is going to be able to get to that or not. Maybe on a dive, possibly. But he had no chance playing in at the grass right there. He put it right between the third baseman and the shortstop with an RBI base hit.
Yeah, that one, I don't think anyone would have had a chance to quite go get that one. Even if Vogel wasn't playing at double play depth, I don't think he would have had a really good shot at that one.
Three RBIs now on the season for Kenton Crawford. Just his third right there.
Pitch, that one is upstairs. Goes off the glove of Vogelsong, but doesn't get too far away from him. So staying at third base is Bax. The count will be 1-0 against Erhan, who's 1-for-2. On the game so far.
Three innings in a row now for Stratman where he's gone over 20 pitches. He's up to 75 now for the game.
Erhan grounded out to the catcher on a bunt attempt in his first at-bat and singled up the middle to center field in his last. And this one is going to be lined into right field. Coming on is Roberts. He makes the grab. The throw as the runner tags from third will be cut off by the pitcher. Throw to third. And safe advancing is Roy. So the sacrifice fly is successful. That is the first out of the bottom of the third inning. But the Cardinals get another run on the board. They lead 7-2.
And good base running by Roy to tag up, make sure he got over to third base. Now runners on the corners.
Still out there is Stroman. Can't really see if there's any action happening or not happening from my perspective right here as that pitch is in there for a strike. Looked like a breaking ball. Started outside and then broke back in.
It really doesn't look like they have anybody going in the bullpen right now. This might just be Stroman's inning here to sink or swim. Runner off with the pitch. That one, he's in there safe.
7-2 the score here. Mineral Area is on top.
Crawford stealing second, takes another double play chance away with runners at second and third now.
1-1, this one is going to be hit hard, but scooped up by the third baseman. Hesitation on the throw to first, still makes it there in time. It was Hitzlero who was really trying to do a good job of keeping Roy back at third base, and he does just that as the runners stay put. But that is the second out.
Steal by Crawford, though. It was big or else this inning's over right now because that is a tailor-made double play ball to the third baseman. But because he stole second base, no chance at that. Still, the inning is alive and a chance for Ryan Bouse. Right now, your hottest hitter.
And two runners in scoring position as well. And with two outs, they're going to be taken off on contact. So if this is hit into the outfield, assuming it drops in, this could lead to some more runs for the Cardinals. But it won't come against Stroman, as he is being pulled from the game here after 77 pitches thrown in the game so far. New pitcher when we return here on AM 800 KREI.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy. For everything life throws at you, there's Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. Save up to 50% on select Tigressa carpets featuring that one-of-a-kind blend of softness and strength. And if you're a pet owner, check out our selection of pet-proof carpets. Also, save on hand-scraped hardwood, laminate flooring, ceramic, and luxury vinyl tile. Plus, qualified buyers can now get 18-month special financing. Unlike the big box stores, we don't charge for measures or estimates. It's free, or we can bring samples to you. Call us at 756-1999. Now's the perfect time to save on beautiful and durable flooring during Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. And find ideas and fresh inspirations for your home on our website, carpetonefarmington.com. Or visit our store at 755 Market Street in Farmington between Steak and Shake and Famous Footwear. Carpet One Floor and Home, the only store with the beautiful guarantee.
The 5th Annual Madison County Feed the Families Bake Sale and Auction is this Saturday in the Fredericktown High School Gym from 9 to 1. Pick up delicious homemade baked goods and fill in Easter baskets. If you would like to bake something for the Madison County Feed the Families Bake Sale, just drop it off at the Fredericktown High School Friday evening or Saturday morning. The Madison County Feed the Families Bake Sale is sponsored by Town & Country Grocers, the Fredericktown Eagles Lodge, and Auxiliary & Madison Medical Center.
Franklin is the new pitcher for the Eagles here as he tries to get them back on track. It's been a good inning for the Cardinals, second inning in a row that they have scored three runs, and they're not done yet as Bouse, their best hitter, steps to the plate. He's already 2 for 2 in the game so far.
2 for 2, two hard hit doubles as well. I mean, he is just crushing the ball right now, batting well over 400.
So the righty Ryan Franklin digs in the pitch, and that one is going to be pulled and through for a base hit as it slowly rolls into left field. One run comes around to score. Two runs come around to score. It is a two RBI double for Ryan Bouse, who continues his stellar play.
Yeah, his third base hit of the game, his second and third RBIs of the game. He's 3 for 3 with two doubles and that single right there. He's just seeing it well. He's just taking what the pitcher gives him, and he's putting it where he needs to. This time he got a pitch middle in, took it left side of the infield, and got through.
And that was a perfect hit ball right there as it was hit hard enough to get past Vogel and Hissero at shortstop and third base respectively, but not hard enough where it went straight to Conley very quickly, which allowed the runner from second base to score. Pitch is going to be a breaking ball that drops in there for a strike. Count is 0-1 against Haggerty.
Mineral Area has scored every inning. They're out hitting CMU 10-3 right now. I mean, things are going the Cardinals' way in this one.
Ryan Franklin sets the 0-1. He's going to be low and outside with the breaking ball. 1-1 the count.
CMU side of things, two runs on three hits and one error. They've been able to get on base, just haven't been able to cash in.
Haggerty, that one's going to be a ball low. Count is 2-1. Missing with the off-speed pitch there. Can't really see if there's any action in the Cardinals' bullpen right now, but I know they did want to get a lot of players some work, and this may be the opportunity to switch pitchers. Murphy's already thrown three innings so far, and this is a very long break for him to take. That one is outside. Three balls, one strike. Now the count.
Yeah, that is a good point. And for pitchers and for position players, too, maybe this inning or next might see some new guys getting mixed in there throughout the course of this game with the score being what it is.
The 3-1 swung on and missed. Count is now full at 3-2 with two outs. That'll release the runner from first base.
And I'd like to see Ryan Bouse run the bases. He does everything well, else well, and this year he's 1 of 3 in stolen base attempts. Caught twice, he's made it once.
The 3-2, this one is fouled straight back. Barely kept alive as that hit the box that we keep some of our equipment in through the fence.
Don't tell the engineer, I'll get in trouble.
I hope Kevin's not listening. Count remains the same, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away, and heading back to first to try again is Bouse.
Yeah, I had the box right up there next to the fence, and the ball came smoking in right off of that. I don't think it dinged it, though. That thing holds up pretty good.
Yeah, the fence was able to catch it for the most part. It kind of just became a little bit of a push by the time it hit the fence. The 3-2, that one is going to be low and outside. Breaking ball, missing away once again, and taking his base is Haggerty.
Well, with this new pitcher in, I guess we can give the final line on Stratman. He went 2 2/3, gave up 9 hits, 9 runs. 3 walks and a strikeout here today. So he struggled. That's an ERA of 23.62 if you're keeping track at home. And I didn't know that off the top of my head. I have a machine that does that for me.
Roy and Crawford were both credited to Strotman. That certainly made it easy, too, that Bouse came up and sent both them home. So we didn't have to, after the inning, do any math. 1 ball, no strikes here for Grant Dix. He's 2 for 2. This one is sliced back out of play. Count moves to 1-1.
I guess Franklin's still yet to record an out since he's come in there. Or has he?
No, he still has yet to record an out. Bouse was the first batter he faced. He reached, obviously, on the 2 RBI single. Then Haggerty reached. So new pitcher, same results for the Cardinals so far as they're doing a good job getting hits and getting on base in general. That one is inside, on the far side, but inside the strike zone, count moves to 1-2.
Two singles to center field for Grant Dix today, swinging the bat pretty well.
Ryan Franklin throws that breaking ball once again. That seems to be his go-to pitch. He's thrown that quite a lot in seemingly every situation, situations where he's got a couple balls up on the board. He's even started a couple of at-bats with that breaking ball, but it hasn't been consistent. 2-2. This one is going to be lined into center field. Backing up is the center fielder, Lewis, over his head. And this one is going to hop up against the wall. Doesn't go over the wall as it's to the deepest part of the park. One run comes around and score. Two runs come around and score. And heading stand up into third with a triple is Grant Dix.
A fly ball triple to dead center field. Again, the deepest part of the yard. And off the bat, that thing was crushed so far high up in the air and up in that jet stream, you're thinking, okay, maybe that's got a chance to leave the yard, and it just about did, maybe 379 feet out to center field. That was just crushed, and now Dix is 3-for-3 with two singles and a triple.
Yeah, Dix having a very good game as well, and you're right, with the wind being it is, that may be the best chance Dix has, at least in this game, of getting a home run. Can't hit it much better than that, but hit it to any other part of the park, that may be out of here.
Would have been his first home run of the season. It is his first triple of the season.
That one's going to be a ball taken by Brad Freed, who digs into the plate. Fastball missing there from Ryan Franklin.
Franklin's come in and just kind of served him up. Hasn't fared any better than the pitcher he replaced.
The 1-0, and this one is going to be lined hard and down the line in left field. It will get past left fielder Conley and roll all the way to the wall. Skips off the wall, run comes in to score, and trotting into second is Brad Freed with an easy stand-up double.
And that's typical Brad Freed right there when he's going. He hits the ball, just scorches it on a line, and that time he just roped it down the left field line, easily fair. And the left fielder took an awkward angle at it, Connolly, and kind of let it get past him and roll to the wall.
That's Franklin's 15th pitch of his appearance. Still has yet to record an out. He came into this inning with two outs, and the score is now 12-2, Cardinals.
And now CMU's going to have to score some runs to avoid mercy rule through five innings, with it being a 10-run margin. Eight runs this inning here in the third.
And still no sign of slowing down, even with two outs. Digging in now is Logan Bax. First pitch is going to be upstairs and away for a ball.
Cardinals have hit around this inning. Dix has singled and tripled in the same inning. Freed has walked and doubled in the same inning. Now let's see what we have here.
The pitch, low and away, ball two. Franklin missing with that fastball. Him and Stroman have both had difficulties throughout this game locating their pitch.
We actually have a new batter in the game, another Cuba product. This is Briar Nash hitting in Logan Bax's place.
Pitch 2-0, and this one is going to be looped into right field, and it will drop down for a base hit. One run comes around. He'll score, and another run up on the board as it is now 13-2 Cardinals.
So Briar Nash comes in, gets a pinch hit, RBI single the opposite way, hitting in Logan Bax's spot, and it doesn't matter who's been out there for Mineral Area. They've all had the same great success.
Starting to sound like a football game here, 13-2 with the extra point pending.
Well, we had a touchdown and two field goals. That's what we had. And, of course, a safety on the other side.
Mm-hmm. The pitch from Franklin, that one is going to be taken for a ball. And Alex Roy steps to the plate.
Just a tough go for CMU pitching today,
to say the least, especially in this inning here, as this one is hit once again into left field, and that is going to one-hop to Conley, the left fielder. Had a chance to dive for it, but it certainly would have been an awkward dive coming straight on towards him, and another batter gets a hit for the Cardinals here in this inning.
Six have reached consecutively now against Ryan Franklin, and that's going all the way back to Baus, who singled to left field after Fox had grounded out to third base. Even that was a productive at bat, if I remember correctly. So Mineral Area has just got the train moving along now.
And now it comes back to Crawford as he's going to take a strike on the outside. Count is 1-0.
Crawford has scored a run in this inning. He's also stolen a base this inning, singled to left field earlier in the bottom of the third, which we're still in.
The 0-1. That one's going to be taken for a ball, the breaking ball missing away. And it seems like that is Franklin's go-to pitch as he keeps throwing it, but he really has had difficulty hitting the strike zone with it. You know, a lot of times he keeps trying to throw it back out and in, and it just keeps not, no one's taking it, it seems, as that one is rolled down the left field line, and that's going to be in there. Ball gets thrown over the head of the third baseman, but coming over to trap it is Vogelsang.
And right
Fortunately,
now,
Vogelsang was able to trap that. Otherwise, the runner that moved over to third backs may have came home to score.
Yeah, it's Nash hitting and running in backs' place. But yeah, I mean, the ball just has eyes right now for Mineral Area. And some of these, not all, have not been that hard hit, but they're just sneaking through. That was the case with that last base hit from Crawford, but he'll take it. I mean, he had been struggling in his first few games, and he'll take them how he can get them.
Yeah, but some of them have been hit very hard. Grant Dix had that one hit to straightaway center field. As this one is lifted high in the air, foul. Out of play down the left field line. No balls, one strike here in this at-bat. Bases are juiced.
Franklin's thrown 23 pitches since coming in relief and still has not recorded an out. Seven straight have reached against him.
He's really struggling here with his location, and even when he does hit the strike zone, the ball's being put into play. As this one is put into play again down the left field line. Going back is Conley, and that is going to one hop to the wall. One run comes in to score. Two runs come in to score. Three runs are going to come in to score. It is a bases clearing double for the leadoff hitter, Chaser Hahn.
And he goes the opposite way with it and gets Nash, Roy, and Crawford all to come in. And man, it's really gotten away from CMU here.
Yeah, this has been a brutal inning. As 12 runs have been put up on the scoreboard, and you know it's bad when the scoreboard can't even accurately show how many runs are put up in the inning. There's only enough room for one digit per inning, so it just says a 2 up there.
And the pitching coach is out to talk, and if they were to make a change without him recording out, that's the old infinity ERA to start your season. So you almost hope he just gets an out, you know?
Although the infinity ERA can be a bit deceiving. If he got pulled after the first at-bat,
right,
it would still be the same ERA as it is now. The real problem is the next time he makes an appearance, he may have a 1-2-3 inning in one inning of relief, but that ERA is still going to be huge, and it's going to be big for a good chunk of the season,
no matter how he plays. You got to log some innings to get it down.
You got to come out and have a complete game no-hitter or complete game shutout.
Yeah.
Try and bring that ERA down. So that'll bring Fox up to the plate. Pitch is upstairs. That'll be a ball. Franklin missing with the fastball. And again, throughout that entire, barrage of runs being scored by the Cardinals, Vogelsang did not make an appearance on the mound and talk to his pitcher. Ball misses low. Count is now 2-0. Don't understand why Vogelsang has been sitting there behind the plate, seeing his pitcher throw the ball all over the place, still unable to record an out, and just kind of watch. Pitch on the outside four, called strike. And I'm surprised that we haven't seen Franklin, kind of even gesture to him, like, come out and talk to me. Like, let's refocus. Let's try and reset here because I'm struggling.
It's a junior varsity team you're dealing with, so those are things that – they're here for a reason.
This one is launched into center field, and it is going to one-hop against the wall. One run will easily come into score as it's a slow trot from Erhan. And another run is put up on the board off of the double for Fox. We're now looking at 17-2 for the Cardinals and still looking more and more like a football game score here.
It really is. And good for Fox because he actually had made the last out this inning. So he didn't want to make two outs of the same inning with this rally going. So he's back on the right track.
You don't want to account for 66% of the outs recorded in one inning. That's definitely not a fun stat to have. But we'll have another pitcher coming in here as the worst has come true for Franklin. He'll be pulled without recording an out after the second appearance, and his ERA will sit at infinity after this game. So at least the math is easy on that one. We don't need computers to figure that one out. New pitcher when we return here on AM 800 KREI. Where you always
get the sweet deal. Hey. It's Ford Truck Month at Reuther Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Right now, get 0% APR for up to 60 months on all new 2015 F-150 models on approved credit. Plus, right now, get a new 2016 Ford F-150 XL with Power Group, Sync, and a trailer hitch
for under $26,000? Or how about a new 2015 Ford F-150 XLT 4x2 with 5-liter V8 and sport package for under $37,000? Or, during Truck Month, get a sweet deal on a new 2016 Ford F-250 XLT 4x4 for $49,995 after rebates. And remember, at Reuther Ford, all new F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Get your Truck Month sweet deal today at Reuther Ford, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Hey, where you always get a sweet deal, Reuther Ford, Reuther.com.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at fscb.com. First State Community Bank, success starts here.
We're your official government weather reporting station, the voice of Missouri's Parkland, AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Ironton, the Arcadia Valley.
Well, new pitcher for Central Methodist. Taking his turn on the mound is Josh Villarreal. We'll see if he can just record one out here to escape what has been a nightmare of an inning for the Central Methodist JV squad. 13 runs up on the board.
New hitter as well, and Will Womble at the plate for his first at bat.
So Womble digs in. The first pitch to him is going to be lined. That one is through for a base hit. The trend continues for the Cardinals. Rounding third and heading home is Fox. He's going to score as the throw comes into second, and it is going to be a single starting things off here.
18-2, 14 of those runs coming in the bottom of the third inning.
Been an absolute blowout so far, and we're only three innings into the game. It's just been this one inning that's been the huge explosion. The pitch, that one's low in the dirt for a ball. Count is 1-0.
All these runs and hits being scored, and Josh Haggerty is 0-1. So I'd say it's about his turn now.
Haggerty with only one hit so far throughout the game. Pitch is going to be low for a strike.
I have him with two walks and a ground out to second base for Hags.
Oh, 0-1, excuse me. The pitch. This one is going to be lined high in the air in center field.
Ooh,
misreading it is Lewis as he lost it. That one is going to go over his shoulder and hop to the wall in left center field. Coming around and scoring all the way from first base is Bouse. And another run is put up on the board for the Cardinals. And that has to be so heartbreaking if you're Central Methodist. I mean, you get Lewis, while it wouldn't have been easy, he certainly would have had a chance at that one from where he was playing. But the ball comes off the bat, and I don't know if he was not paying attention or if he didn't see it come off the bat well. You know, the sun isn't really directly behind us where we are at home plate, so I don't believe that he lost it up in the sun, but something happened where he lost where the ball was going and had no idea until it was way too late. And he stood there frozen for a good few seconds.
It was high enough to where he could have got there in time, and yeah, that's tough. And you know, I've been there. That ball's up there, and you don't know exactly where it went, and then you're lost as an outfielder, and that was definitely one of those cases. It was hit a mile high, though, that's for sure. Kellen Stocklin, the new batter. So he's in there for Dix.
Stocklin digs in. This one is going to be lined and into right field for a base hit, so the hitting continues for the Cardinals. Coming around and scoring from second is another run, as it's now 20-0 Cardinals. Wasting no time here, just swinging away.
And what's crazy, it's, you know, starters, reserves, everybody. Everybody's just having success. And still, there's been two relief pitchers that have come in, and neither one of them have been able to record an out. All this happening with two outs.
I mean, this has been just a dream of a game for the Cardinals. But then again, you know there's going to be a game later on in the year where they lose 1-0.
Yeah.
And they'll think back and be like, where was all that hitting from that game in that one inning today? 20-2 is the score with a runner on second base. The pitch, high and outside for a ball.
12 straight have reached with two outs this inning. That's just with two outs.
Aiden Strobel is at the plate now. Count is 1-0. The pitch. That is going to be a strike. Count is 1-1.
Legal identification, you're on AM 800 KREI, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, Mineral Area College baseball team. Having fun at the expense of CMU today, 20-2 in the bottom of the third.
And this one is lined through once again on the left side between the third baseman and the shortstop for a base hit. The runner stays at third, and now there's runners at the corners for the Cardinals. Still only two outs, still the bottom of the third inning. 20-2 is the score.
13 straight have now reached.
No, this is not the Arizona Cardinals that you're listening to.
And now Brian Ash, who pinch hit for Logan Bax earlier this inning, is getting his second at bat this inning.
That's how you know you're having a good offensive inning. Someone comes in to pinch hit, and it's their second time around. Cardinals batting around multiple times here. Pitch, breaking ball, that misses on the outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here.
And, of course, we're a hometown broadcasting crew, but you almost just feel bad for CMU and kind of root for them to get an out here.
Yeah. This one is sliced through. This may be that final out, and No way. It is airmailed over the head of the first baseman and into foul territory in right field. The nightmare has no escape for the Eagles. This has been one of the uglier innings I have seen in baseball in some time, to put it nicely.
It was finally over. The inning was finally going to be over, but Valerio just soft-tossed it, lollipopped it right over the first baseman's head.
It wasn't even that far of a throw. He was about halfway in between the mound and home plate, less than 90 feet we're talking about, and he just airmailed it.
That is tough.
Pitch is going to be a ball taken by Roy. Now it's runners at the corners. 21-2 is the score. The pitch. This one is going to be lined into left field. Conley comes on, and finally this inning is over. But this was one inning to remember for the Cardinals. 17 runs are put up on the board. We may never see anything like that again this season. That may be a first. There's a first for everything. We're going to take a quick break and be right back after this with finally the fourth inning here on AM 800 KREI.
The following message does not promote your typical high-class social event.
You got that right. Hi, this is Tim Serdike. This weekend is Serdike Harley-Davidson's three-day Catalina Wine Mixer, and it's time to party. Starting Friday night, bring your lawn chairs and blankets and enjoy the movie Step Brothers with Will Ferrell on our outdoor screen. We'll have hot dogs, nachos, popcorn, and your favorite beverages. And you can BYO, too. Then on Saturday, we'll have a giant hog roast, a burnout contest, and live music. On Sunday morning, our Catalina Wine Mixer wraps up with biscuits and gravy and a group ride to a local winery starting at 9 a.m. Like Serdike Harley on Facebook or go to SerdikeHarley.com for complete details. All 3 days, you can ride out on any of five different new 2016 Harley-Davidson motorcycles for under $12,000. Plus, we have zero down and rates as low as 2.99% for 60 months. It's the no-class social event of the season. Serdike Harley-Davidson's Catalina Wine Mixer, all this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 18th through 20th. Don't miss it.
Okay, 17 runs, 15 hits, and one error later, we are finally in the fourth inning. A monster inning from the Cardinals as they are up 21-2 over Central Methodist. The Eagles have quite a long ways to go to come back in this one, and I would imagine this would be one of the greatest comebacks in baseball history if we do see one here, but I'm not making any bets on this.
Yeah, I would bet against you on that if you did. Bryce Mueller, I believe, is the new pitcher, number 23, right-hander.
First pitch is upstairs, fastball missing. Count is 1-0, and yeah, even if this wasn't a game where they were looking to rotate pitchers in and out, I don't think Murphy would be coming back after that last inning. I wasn't keeping time, but that was a long inning, to say the least.
17 runs in one inning. I mean, have you ever seen that? I don't think I've seen
I've seen big rallies, but never to that extent where, I mean, we're talking almost 20 runs in just one inning. pitch misses. That one hits for a strike. 2-1 now the count. Upstairs, that one almost hit Roberts in the head. That'll be a ball. 2-2 now the count. Excuse me, 3-1 the count. Pitch. This one is lined high in the air. Let's see where it's coming down. It's going to be in shallow right center, and making the grab is the second baseman, Bouse, for the out.
That was actually a pretty nice play. Will Womble hit for him last inning, so Womble's in there, and Womble ran back there and backpedaled, got a glove on it, lost it, but then made the basket catch before it got down. So good concentration by Will Womble. So let's go through it. I think Hayden Strobel's now the new first baseman. Briar Nash is the new catcher. And then the outfield's still the same.
Slice straight back there. See, lots of changes in that inning. I had a tough time trying to keep up with it as I'm trying to score keep as well with a lot of those at-bats moving pretty quickly.
When you score 17 runs in one inning.
It's days like today that I'm happy I use an app to do my scorekeeping. Otherwise, it would be a very messy scorebook, and we'd be going through multiple pages at this point. As that one is hit, slow roller up the middle, scooped up by Womble at second base. He throws on to first for the out, two away here. Womble. And that would be the most demoralizing thing to basically put some salt on the wound is if this is a quick 1-2-3 inning following up just a monster inning we saw at the bottom of the third.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if you're CMU, you want to come out here and string some hits together, and you're not going to overcome 19 runs, but at least score one or two. But if you go 1-2-3, ouch.
Earn some respect at least.
Yeah.
I mean, you just took a big haymaker in that last inning. You know, you're definitely reeling back in days now. At least throw a jab straight back. Prove that even though, this game is essentially over at this point, you're still not going to give up. Pitch. That one is going to be a strike. Count is 0-2.
And how about, James Ball? He's making his coaching debut. This is one, he'll remember because it's his coaching debut, but one he'll certainly want to forget, right?
Oh, yeah. This is one that's going to be stories everywhere. Anytime he talks to someone about his coaching career, be it an interview for the next job, you know, they're going to at some point ask a question as this one is lifted into right field, hooking foul as it'll drop down onto the grass. This is something that, you know, if they ever ask about, you know, you take a tough loss, what have you done after that? Maybe that comes up during an interview. I imagine you'll be pointing to this game, and I think after this game, you can't scream at your team. They're already up mad at themselves for what happened. I think you just got to say, you know what? It happens. We'll move on. Try again next time. The 1-2, and this one is lined into center field, and it will be caught by Haggerty, and the out is made. So 1-2-3 inning for the Cardinals, and they'll come right back to the plate here in the bottom of the fourth when we return here on AM 800 KREI.
Choosing new flooring can be overwhelming. Hi, I'm Don with Carpet One Floor and Home in Farmington, and we're ready to help you. We mean really ready to help you, whether you're building your dream home or refreshing and updating. Why should you select us? Well, first of all, and this is important to you, we're all local. Our store is locally owned. We're not a company store, not even a franchise. We're a co-op of many independent stores. If you've seen a Carpet One store in Dallas, Chicago, or Osage Beach, Missouri, it's just like us. There are over 1,000 of us, and that's the second thing that's important to you. We have enormous buying power. We pay less for the top brands of flooring, and so do you. We're neighbors. We're accountable to you. We provide you quality, and we save you money. That's our story. Learn more at Carpet One Floor and Home between Steak and Shake and Famous Footwear in Maple Valley Plaza in Farmington.
Back here on AM 800 KREI, a new catcher behind the plate stepping in to be the backstop is Dustin Baker, and a new pitcher on the mound, Ryan Brown, will dig in and see if he can record a couple outs here.
So let's take a look at Franklin's numbers, who did not record an out. He gave up 8 hits, 9 runs, 1 walk, No strikeouts, infinite ERA, like we said. Velario came in. He did at least get that last out, but he gave up 4 hits, 3 runs. 2 of those were earned as well, no walks and no strikeouts. And that was after Stratman had given up 9 hits and 9 runs, 3 walks and a strikeout to start the ball game. So the CMU pitching definitely behind the 8 ball to start the season. And, again, we have to mention this is their first outing of the season, and they are a junior varsity club getting their first outing of the season. But still, you don't want to see 17 runs in an inning.
No, you don't want to see 17 runs in a game, let alone an inning.
Yeah.
21 overall, 21-2 the score here as we're entering the bottom of the fourth.
I mean, if you just walk into the park and you see in the third inning they have 7 runs up because 17 won't fit, they have 7 runs in that third inning, and you see that, you think, wow, CMU had a bad day. You don't even know half the story.
Yeah,
when
until
you look at
you see how many runs are put on the board, and then you think, that math isn't right. And the first pitch coming here to Crawford. That one is going to be upstairs for a ball. Count is 1-0, and the trend continues for the pitchers for the Eagles' inability to hit the strike zone.
Crawford batted twice last inning and singled both times.
The 1-0. And this one is going to be lined deep into right center field. This one is going to go down for a base hit and hop a few times to the wall. Crawford rounds first. He'll come into second, and his good day continues. He's now 3-4-4 overall. And the hitting continues for the Cardinals.
He's one of those guys, too, that was getting the start today to kind of show the coaches what he had to try to earn some playing time in the future, and he's delivered.
I see you, Crawford.
Yeah.
He's showing pretty well what he's got. I imagine if, you know, everyone looked good in this game today, but I imagine a lot of these guys are going to be getting a lot more time down the road this season, especially if they all keep hitting like this. Fastball taken up and inside by Erhan for a ball.
22 hits for the Cardinals, 21 runs to show for it. Pretty efficient.
Brown sets the pitch. That one is going to be low and away for a ball. 2-0 now the count.
Chase Erhan really impresses me as a leadoff batter. He's very patient, like a leadoff batter should be. Takes what the pitcher gives him, gets on base.
Pitch is taken for a strike.
And he steals bases, too. Now 9 of 11 on the season with a steal earlier today. He came from a great high school program in Cape Notre Dame, as did Josh Haggerty. They know how to grow him down there.
The 2-1. This one is going to be pulled. Will it get through? No, it won't. As it's thrown to first, pulls the first baseman off the bag. He's able to recover and still make the tag.
Nice play by Warman. First baseman.
With the beautiful play there to catch it, turn, and tag almost all in one clean motion. But that will be an out there as Erhan will go back to the dugout, one away.
Yeah, Niedergerk just about threw that one away, and really he was bailed out by a nice play by Orman to go up and get that high throw and then still turn around and get the tag. But Crawford still moved up to third base.
Ryan Brown, the pitch, that one is upstairs. Fastball missing high for a ball. And I do want to correct myself here. I said that a new catcher was out there. Dustin Baker, I said, entered. He came out in full catcher's gear, but just to warm up the pitcher, Vogelsong is still out there for the Eagles.
You're right. I didn't catch that either.
Pitch is taken for a strike. Fastball straight down the pipe. And typically, if a catcher is coming out just to warm up a pitcher, they won't have the leg gear on. They'll just throw the chest protector on, throw on a mask, and just go and catch the balls. But he had full gear on, so I just assumed he was coming in as a substitution.
I was thinking right along with you on that one.
1-1 upstairs, missing for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike here. Runner at third.
That, you know, he'd been having a pretty tough game behind the plate as well. So looks like he's going to get to finish it out, though.
2-1. This one is going to be lined, but hooks foul and out of play.
By the way, Logan Bax came by earlier. He's out of the game now. He's the Mineral Area catcher, and he wanted us to give somebody a shout-out. I didn't make out who he wanted us to shout out to, but somebody out there, you might know who you are. You're listening on AM800KREI today or MIMOinfo.com. Shout-out from Logan Bax, returning sophomore and a good kid from Mineral Area College.
Shout-out to insert name here.
Exactly.
The pitch upstairs taken for ball 3. Count is now full at 3-2. Score is still 21-2. Only one out here, runner at third.
This is what you would call a nail biter.
Yeah. to say the least. And this one is going to be looped into right field. And did he make the grab?
Looked like he
didn't see a signal from anyone. No.
Yeah, he trapped it.
Yeah, he trapped it.
Looked like
he trapped it. The second baseman. There we go. Now we see the signal. Niedergurk, the second baseman, was trying to signal out. He caught it, but no one made a call right away. So everyone was kind of looking around, wondering what to do, including Fox, who ran all the way out to first base, is kind of standing there like, am I out? Am I safe?
Well, the umpires kind of looked like they were in JV mode right there because neither one of them stepped out toward the play to get a look at it and tell if he caught it. Now the home plate umpires overruling and say they're going to say that the ball was caught in right field, so it is an out. But nobody really got a good look at that, and they might have been just guessing when they overruled the turn.
Yeah. It was looked like it was one of those situations where both the umpires thought, oh, the other guy's going to get the call.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the guy make sure he tags. And no one thought to watch the ball. I didn't see which way the umpires are looking, but that's just what I would assume. This one is going to be looped up the middle and down for a base hit for Wamble. Another run comes in to score for the Cardinals. They have scored in every inning so far this game, as the score is now 22-2.
You know, a play like that, that trap out there in right field, or I guess they ruled it a catch, inconsequential with the score being what it is, but if this was a close game, you know, that cost Mineralaria possibly a chance to tag up right there because there was just no call made and score a run, but now the score is 22-2, so I guess we're not going to complain too much.
Yeah, and even if they didn't get a chance to tag up, say now it was recorded by Wamble, I don't think they would be complaining too much either. They've had a pretty good game all in all. They can afford to have one call not go their way. So that will now bring Haggerty to the plate. Pitch. That one's going to be low for a ball. It's actually a substitution in for Haggerty. Trevor Lewis will make his first appearance of the game.
Yeah, he'd been the guy that had been getting a lot of the right field work in place of Connor Forsyth, who again's out with that broken ankle. Didn't get the start today, but still a chance to do some work with the bat here late in this game.
Yeah, and the substitution's coming in here, but they may not get a lot of work if the mercy rule is still in effect, which will need quite some rally from the Eagles to offset that. Ball's tipped back. That's going to be a strike, 1-1 the count.
Trevor Lewis, good size to him, and I've seen him play in high school. He can swing the bat. He's still trying to get it going here, and he might just have.
Yeah, he swings it here all right. This one is lined into left field, and that is over the fence for a home run. The running and the hitting and the scoring continues, as that is a two-run blast for Lewis over the left center field wall, past the 375 marker, and now it is 24-2 Cardinals.
I mean, that thing was absolutely smoked, a no-doubter off the bat of the tall right-hander. He gets that big body with a good, smooth swing into that. He drives it a long way.
Yeah, just absolutely ripped that fastball and launched it way over the fence. Another substitution coming in here. Cullen Stockley will check in for Grant Dix. Dix had a very good game today. He was 4-for-4 overall, a double, a triple, and a pair of singles, so a home run away from the cycle. Strike is taken, count is 0-1.
Well, Stockley hit for him that last round of substitutions, so Dix was 3-for-3, and Stockley is 1-for-1, so Stockley getting his second at-bat of the day here.
The 0-1 to Stockley. This one is going to be hit into the dirt and hopped over the head of the pitcher, scooped up by the shortstop on to first in time. So that will end the inning, but another couple runs put up on the board, three of them for the Cardinals. And that will make the score 24-4. Mineral Area College dominating this game here on AM 800 KREI. We'll be right back.
You'll find the luck of the Irish all this week at your Country Mart in Town and Country supermarkets. Get the smoker ready for a whole bag, two-pack Boston Butts, just $1.18 per pound. And remember to pick up Kretschmar whole boneless ham sliced free for $2.28 per pound. Crip green cabbage heads are 39 cents per pound. And Reuben corned beef, just $2.99 per pound. All these St. Patrick Day specials and more from your friends at your local Country Mart in Town and Country supermarkets in Ironton, Potosi, and Arcadia.
Precision Eye Care has been providing eye health care to Southeast Missouri for right at 30 years. The clinic has addressed medical and surgical eye problems of over 60,000 patients. That is direct contact, but Precision Eye Care has touched many more through annual seminars provided by the clinic. Doctors of optometry from throughout Southeast Missouri are invited. Around 30 gain continuing education credit through this service. Precision Eye Care. You or your optometrist don't have to endure the trip or the traffic of the city.
Austin Campbell takes the mound now for the Cardinals as a new pitcher has entered the game. Definitely they didn't get as many chances as they would have hoped to rotate as many players, or pitchers at least, in and out of this game. But you got to make the most of what you got, and you can't be upset with how the offense has done in this game here, as this is the last chance for the Eagles to come back in this one if they want to extend it here in the top of the fifth inning.
Yeah, they'll need the old 13-run rally just to make it a 9-run game and extend it to 7. So,
I mean, by the Cardinals' standards, that I guess you could say is an average inning for them, considering they had a 17-run rally earlier in this game, a lot of that coming with two outs. And even the first inning, they got a lot of their runs with two outs as well.
Yeah, I think it was like 14 straight reached with two outs against two different relief pitchers in that big 17-run inning.
Yeah. So Austin Campbell digs in. The first pitch is going to be taken low down the middle for a strike by Dylan Lewis. It'll be the top of the lineup for the Eagles here in the top of the fifth inning. Lewis, Vogel, and Dillman. The pitch, this one is popped high in the air, shallow right field. Calling for it is Crawford. He comes in, makes the grab. That'll be an out, one away.
Elmer Larry with their third pitcher in the game. Murphy got the start, went three innings, and gave up two runs, the only two runs. Mueller pitched a nice frame. Looks like he was perfect. And then Campbell's through one-third so far.
Pitch taken for a strike. Count is 0-1 for the shortstop, Logan Vogel. Vogel with the open stance. Swings and hits this 1-2 deep center field. Backing up and settling under it is Lewis. He makes the out. Two away. Actually, it's hard to see from here, but it looks like Crawford may have slid over to center
field. Yeah, I think Crawford moved to center, and Lewis is in right, which is more his natural position. Crawford can play all the outfield spots.
Pitch taken upstairs for a ball by Dillman. He's got the last chance to mount a comeback here for the Eagles. That's taken for a ball, 2-0 now the count. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch, this one is popped high in the air. It'll stay in play, third base side. Calling for it is the shortstop. He makes the grab, and that will do it. Austin Roy ends this one. And the final score here with the mercy rule in effect through four and a half innings of play, 24-2 the score. The Cardinals defeat the Eagles. And, Glenn, this is one heck of a game, to say the least.
Yeah, Mentor Larry did everything that they wanted to do in this game. They got runners on. They moved them over. They moved them in. They had a little bit of power. They had a little bit of everything. Pitching was solid today in defense. I don't think we saw one Mentor Larry error here today. So exactly what Coach Jones wanted to see. He wants to see it one more time in the second game of the doubleheader, and a pretty good tune-up for Region 16 play that's going to start this weekend.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see what the Eagles talk about during this break, because this second game, it can't be any worse than the first game, but even the end of the game, it didn't look too much better. You know, after that 17-run rally, we saw six consecutive outs commit by the Eagles. They didn't get anyone on base after that. And we saw even the following bottom of the fourth inning, another couple of runs were put up on the board by Mineral Area College. So certainly a good game for them. We'll take a quick break and return with the post game here on AM 800 KREI. Final score, Cardinals win 24-2. Don't go anywhere, folks.
Can you believe what we just saw? A carpet that holds liquid spills on top so nothing can pass through.
I know, I just wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it myself. That makes me want carpet in the family room again, even with the boys and their spills.
If we would have had that lifeguard carpet when Duke was a puppy, we wouldn't have had to change the carpet downstairs.
I need to tell Mary about this. She's thinking about new carpet from one of the box stores, but they don't have anything like lifeguard.
Hopkins Floor Company, Highway 67, just south of Festus.
Serve your community by making sure that a blood supply is available. Donate blood during your local community blood drives. Together, we can make a difference. Urging you to donate are the St. Francis County Health Center in Park Hills, Eaton Tax Service in Deloge, and Fit to Be Clean in Bismarck. To find a current list of local blood drives, go to MIMOinfo.com. Click on the Area Blood Drive tab and scroll down to find your county.
Music.
Sometime, life's best moments get messy. For everything life throws at you, there's Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. Save up to 50% on select Tigressa carpets featuring that one-of-a-kind blend of softness and strength. And if you're a pet owner, check out our selection of pet-proof carpets. Also, save on hand-scraped hardwood, laminate flooring, ceramic, and luxury vinyl tile. Plus, qualified buyers can now get 18 months special financing. Unlike the big box stores, we don't charge for measures or estimates. It's free, or we can bring samples to you. Call us at 756-1999. Now's the perfect time to save on beautiful and durable flooring during Carpet One's worry-free flooring sale. And find ideas and fresh inspirations for your home on our website, carpetonefarmington.com. Or visit our store at 755 Market Street in Farmington between Steak and Shake and Famous Footwear. Carpet One Floor and Home, the only store with the beautiful guarantee.
Twenty-four to two is the final score here. Hello, everyone. I'm Sean Malone alongside Glenn Johnson on AM 800 KREI. And what a game it was for game one of the doubleheader for the Cardinals. We won't be covering game two, unfortunately, but I think we got plenty of scoring out of this first game, Glenn.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals scored enough in that, what was it, the fourth inning, third inning to last them a few games. And Hopefully, like you said earlier, you mentioned that they might want to save a few of these runs for this weekend against Maplewoods. But, 17-run inning. And like we just said earlier, you know, the offense came to life. Everybody that made an appearance today offensively at least got one hit. Everybody.
Yeah. Even
and everybody, just about everybody played.
Yeah, so which is pretty impressive, too, considering how the game was shortened by about two innings. I'm sure if they knew it was going to be shortened by two innings, they wouldn't have given Murphy three in the first one. But I imagine that in this second game, they're going to be rotating pitchers a lot more frequently because they lost a couple innings in that last game.
Yeah, and then we can take a look at some of the stats here, and there'll be a lot to tell you about. I guess let's start with the offense. So Chase Erhan, five RBIs today. He is the leader of the pack, 2-for-4, 2 runs scored. Tim Fox was 1-for-5 with a run scored. He had an RBI. Ryan Bouse, he was pretty darn good, 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs today. Will Womble, pinch hitting, he was perfect, 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs. Josh Haggerty was 1-for-2 with a couple of runs scored and an RBI. Trevor Lewis came in, and he just crushed that home run to left field, 1-for-1 today with those 2 RBIs in his first home run of the season. Grant Dix, 3-for-3, very solid, 2 runs, 3 RBIs. Stockley hit for him and went 1-for-2 with a run scored and an RBI. Brad Fried was 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored and RBI. Hayden Stroll was 1-for-1 in a pinch hitting performance. Logan Bax was 2-for-2 on the afternoon, 2 runs scored, 1 run driven in. Briar Nash, 2 times he hit today in a pinch hitting role, 1-for-2 with a run and an RBI. Alex Roy was 2-for-3 with 3 runs scored, no RBI. And then Crawford was 3-for-4 with 3 runs scored and an RBI. So only two of the batters, again, they all got hits, only two of the batters failed to get RBIs today, and that was Hayden Strobel and Alex Roy. So lineup did a good job today.
Yeah, very good job. And as a whole, offensively, they combined for 24 hits, 13 of them singles, 11 extra base hits, 9 of them doubles, 1 triple, 1 home run, 21 RBIs as a team. And what really impressed me, while definitely not a good number, when you consider it, it is a pretty good number, only 4 of them are walks. So it's not like they just kept getting walked or, you know, hit by pitches, and it wasn't really them creating the issues. A lot of this offense came through them putting the bat to the ball and putting it in play, too, in a variety of ways. I mean, obviously, there was the home run, but we saw quite a few go up against the fence or roll to the fence, and we saw a couple that were little dinkers that found holes in the lineup and threw into the outfield for a base hit.
A lot of hard hit balls, you know, a little bit of everything, like you said. So, you know, I'd really like to see the power from two guys today in particular, because they're going to need them later in the season. Trevor Lewis, who hit the big two-run home run, they'd like to get his bat going, especially if they want to keep him in right field while Forsyth is out. And then Grant Dix, because his defense has always been great. If he can get his offense going, he's going to be a real five-tool type of player. And today he was 3-for-3 and showed some pop when he tripled off just about the top of the wall in the center field. So, yeah, we'll take one more break, and then Blake Jones, either he or Jordan Thompson, will join us for a post-game interview, and they'll wrap this one up from Hal Lowry Field. And then we'll also give you the final pitching lines as well. We'll do that when we come back in 2 more minutes on AM 800 KREI.
Choosing new flooring can be overwhelming. Hi, I'm Don with Carpet One Floor and Home in Farmington, and we're ready to help you. We mean really ready to help you, whether you're building your dream home or refreshing and updating. Why should you select us? Well, first of all, and this is important to you, we're all local. Our store is locally owned. We're not a company store, not even a franchise. We're a co-op of many independent stores. If you've seen a Carpet One store in Dallas, Chicago, or Osage Beach, Missouri, it's just like us. There are over 1,000 of us, and that's the second thing that's important to you. We have enormous buying power. We pay less for the top brands of flooring, and so do you. We're neighbors. We're accountable to you. We provide you quality, and we save you money. That's our story. Learn more at Carpet One Floor and Home between Steak and Shake and Famous Footwear in Maple Valley Plaza in Farmington.
Well, we're back at Hal Lowry Field, Mineral Area College 24-2 over Central Methodist University's junior varsity today. A short game, it went five innings. Short in innings, but not so much in game time because of a 17-run inning we had there in the third. Jordan Thompson with us now, assistant coach for Mineral Area College. My first question is, have you ever scored 13 runs in a game before?
I don't believe so, man. That's a lot
inning,
of runs
I mean.
In an inning. Yeah, I knew what you mean. That's a lot of runs in an inning, man. We've had one other time where we put up, I think, 20 or 21 at Pearl River. But it's just always good to see your offense come out and hit that way.
Everybody in your offense that had a plate appearance had a hit.
Wow, that's good. I did not know that stat. That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's good for those guys. We had a lot of guys in the lineup today that got in to hit, and they just kept hitting. So it's good to see.
Now, granted, this was CMU's first outing of the season. Obviously,
right.
It's the pitcher's first outing of the season, and they're junior varsity kids. But your approach at the plate was great. Everybody also had an RBI today. What did you tell the lineup going into this one, knowing that, hey, this is their first game out?
Yeah,
there?
We just tell the guys, man, it don't matter who's on the field or how many games they played. You just got to compete. Every time you get a chance, you got to compete. Don't matter if you're the guy off the bench, if you start every game. You have to give it to yourself, give it to your team to compete every time you get up there, every time you get in the game as the inning to throw. Any spot in that, no matter the score, you always have to compete your best.
You had three guys throw today that otherwise hadn't gotten a whole lot of work on the mound this year. How do you think they did, starting with Tanner Murphy, who went three to start?
We did. I think all of them did really well. They all threw pretty well strikes. We've had a weird start this year. We've been in so many close games that our starters have gone deep, and we've used minimal guys out of the pen, so these days are good just to see those guys, man, because when it gets down the stretch, you know, you got to know who you're going to go to, and I thought everybody that got an opportunity on the mound today did a really good job.
In that 17-run inning, most of that damage, or maybe half or a little bit more than half of that damage, was done with two outs.
Yeah, yep.
And they brought in two relievers, and between those two relievers, only one of them got the out, and it was the final out of the inning. I think it was like 14 or 15 straight guys reached that inning. I mean, it was crazy. What are you thinking from the dugout when that's going on?
It is. It's just crazy. And it was good because that's the same inning where we got a lot of other guys in, man. And when you get a new reliever on the mound, too, it doesn't matter what they're throwing. It's a lot different, a little different perception. It's a lot different to hit than the guy you've been seeing. So just to see a different arm and guys come off the bench after they've been a little cold and come up and just already ready to hit, that's great. That shows that they're prepared and they're always in the game.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the subs because I wanted to give them a shout-out too. So Will Womble hits for Bouse. So that spot in the order goes 5-for-5 with 5 RBIs here today. Will Womble was 2-for-2 with 2 RBIs, and Bouse was 3-for-3.
That's awesome. That's a great situation. We do a thing at the end of the fall where we have exit meetings. And obviously after the fall and after last year, you can kind of see that I think Ryan Bouse, he's one of the best players around. He's got the chance to be as good as anybody in the region, in my opinion. He's going to make somebody a great ball player next year as he moves on. It was a situation where Will had probably his second or third best fall. And, you know, you have to set a kid down and go over that with him. Like, hey, you got a sophomore in front of you that is really as good as it gets at this level. It's going to be tough. You got to wait it out. You got to be patient. Every time he's got an opportunity, man, he's came through. I mentioned to him at first base, it just seems like every time he comes to the dish, he gets a hit. He just keeps hitting. So it's awesome to see guys that are staying patient, that are playing, that are not playing, and they still come up and they're ready to hit.
Lewis hits for Haggerty and just crushes a two-run home run. And I know he's got the capability to swing the bat well, but I think he'd been fighting it to start the season.
He had.
Good to get him going here?
It is, yeah. He's slowly starting to pick it up a little more. I think our first game of the year, he probably started in our 3, 4, or 5 hole. And I think it took him a little while to get adjusted to the college, the game, the speed, the other arms we're seeing, and it's good to see him gradually keep getting better and better. His first swing, you can see he was a little behind. He fixed that immediately. crush the ball. It's really good to see a guy like that succeed.
Another guy who I know you want to get going as well, and he's done pretty good so far this year. Don't want to shortchange him and the job he's done, but Grant Dix, and he was 3-for-3 today and almost had his first home run when he dribbled
that,
off the wall.
Yeah, the ball off the wall, man. That ball was crushed. Anytime you can hit it 380 feet and not go out, that's really good. He had a big day. It's good to see those guys, the whole team up and down the lineup, man. It's just good to see that they're competing and they're doing their best.
And I know these are the, you know, your final tune-up before Region 16 play starts this weekend. You got to be pretty happy with the, at least the first half of this doubleheader tuning
up. We sure
up.
Do. Hey, it's another one. It's a full new 0-0 game, so hopefully we come out and we can do what we did again, take another one and roll into that region game.
Who's pitching for you game two?
We have Trammell.
Trammell's
throwing game two. Yeah, so hopefully a few other guys can get an opportunity and come out on top again.
Okay, Coach, good luck in game two. Good luck this weekend against Maple Woods, and we'll talk to you later.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Jordan Townsend here on KREI post-game show, and we'll take one more break, and we'll welcome Sean back to the conversation before we wrap it up here from Hal Lowry Field. We'll do that in 30 seconds on AM 800.
Unitech Bontaire offers a fantastic lineup of classes in a variety of fields. As the times have changed, so have the courses. Certified nursing and med tech, electrical trades, welding, air conditioning and refrigeration, office skills, electrical trades and technology, collision repair, automotive technology, power sports, and more. If you're looking at a long-range or short-term plan, look no further. Call Unitech Career Center in Bontaire, 358-3011. Tomorrow's training today. Unitech.
Did you know that there's an intercity bus service route available? SMTS runs Monday through Friday, leaving at 9 a.m. from 400 North Washington Street in Farmington and arriving at the Greyhound bus station in St. Louis at approximately 11 a.m. Once arriving at the Greyhound bus station, they offer a connection to both Metrolink and Amtrak. The reverse route leaves at 1 p.m. The cost is $30 each way. To arrange a ride, call SMTS at 573-431-5765.
Well, just about to put this one in the books here today as Mineral Area College defeats Central Methodist University in the first game of a doubleheader, 24-2, the final score in five innings. And they had 19 batters, Sean, reach safely in that bottom of the third in which they scored 17 runs. Incredible.
I mean, if you can have 19 batters reach safely in a full nine-inning game, you had a heck of a game. You know, even if you didn't do a great job bringing them all in, you must have brought enough in where you put up a good amount of runs. So that would be considered a heck of a game, let alone an inning. That is one of the most explosive innings I've ever seen, to the point where there's only one digit showing up on the scoreboard, a 7 instead of 17. And the imaginary digit was almost a 2. It was almost 20 runs in one inning. Absolutely incredible. I've never seen anything like that in any game that I've called that I can remember off the top of my head.
I really haven't either, and it's definitely going to be one to remember. The win goes to Tanner Murphy in a short game, five
innings.
Or one
to forget, depending on which side of the game you're
true.
On.
He goes 3 of 5, and he gets his first win of the year and his first start of the year. So congratulations to Tanner Murphy here today. 44 pitches, 27 for strikes. In relief, Mueller was perfect, 13 pitches, 9 for strikes. Campbell, 7 pitches, 5 for strikes, also perfect. The other side of the coin, though, for Central Methodist, Stratman got the start. His first two innings, he was working along okay. Third inning, he could only get two outs, and then he just fell off the table. Gave up 9 hits, 9 runs, 3 walks, and a strikeout. Franklin came in, did not record an out, gave up 8 hits, 9 runs, 1 walk. And then Valerio, 1/3 of an inning, 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 of those earned. Brown closed it out for them. He still went an inning, gave up 3 hits and 3 runs here today. So the Cardinals get back to 500. 10-10 now on the season. They'll try to get above 500 in game number two, heading into this important weekend road stretch in Kansas City. For CMU, Stratman takes the loss, his first start, so his first loss of the season. He is 0-1, and CMU starts 0-1 on the year. Final thoughts, Sean, before we close it out?
This was a heck of a game for the Cardinals. I know eventually at some point in the season, because it happens to every team, there's going to be a 1-0 game, and someone's going to say, be it on their team or one of us calling it, where are all those runs from that one game we called a few weeks ago? Because it will happen at some point, but this was certainly a heck of a game for the Cardinals. My first chance having, this was my first chance to really see them, and I don't know if they'll look this good every time, but so far it looks like the Cardinals are going to be an offensive power to be reckoned with.
We'll see what happens as the season goes along. We also need to recognize our Unico Bank Player of the Game. And I'll get your thoughts on this, too, because we have so many to choose from. Chase Erhan with five RBIs. Ryan Vallis with three RBIs and was 3-for-3 on the day. Grant Dix also with three RBIs. We can go co-players of the game, or we can pick one of those three, or maybe you have somebody else in mind.
I'm going to go with Erhan. I mean, he had a heck of a game. He's the one who set the table for the team. Baus did a good job as well, but I feel like Baus is going to get it a couple times this game throughout the season, especially if he keeps hitting the way he does. So I'm going to go with Erhan with all his RBIs. And like I said, great job as the leadoff hitter, really setting the table with the exception of the first inning throughout the game.
I can get on board with that. He was 2-of-4 with two runs and five RBIs. Unico Bank Player of the Game is Chase Erhan. Unico Bank cares about you like family. For a car, home, or commercial loan, see Unico Bank. Unico Bank, banking with people like you. Extra base hits belong to Erhan, Fox, Baus, who had two doubles, Haggerty, Stockley, and Freed, plus Roy and Crawford, all with doubles today. And then Dix had the only triple, and Lewis had the only home run. For Sean Malone, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. As Mineral Area wins game one of the doubleheader 24-2, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most?